starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If you get hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership, and you're really saving for free.
You are a great crowd. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? A couple of people. What I show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute. The late King Rockwell, you know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
What's up, my yellow brothers? King's in the house!
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
No, he's not retarded. Shut up, shut up!
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they're not real radio personalities.
Oh, snap out of it, will you?
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they're not real radio personalities.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Boy, that was
Hey, that was an opening.
Thank goodness some guys who really know organization are finally here. Get them out of here.
Boom.
They're organized.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. Lastly, a man of hate and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know what they say.
What?
A place for everyone and everyone in their place.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shooby Dooby Wop Shaboing Boing and all the ships at sea. Hey, do not put a knickknack on their whatnot or they will give you what for.
Amen.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Booyah. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday, January 23rd. Right. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Look at that. The music just kind of just fades out. And,
naturally.
And,
yeah.
The dwarf is, he's late.
Oh, well, that's typical. He's a rock star now, so he's late. He'll be here shortly. He said he was going to be here right at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
For those of you who don't know, yesterday on the show, Mike mentioned that when his band was playing, Scott the Dwarf, who used to be on our staff, actually came and saw Mike, and then they partied, and Scott called in, and we invited him to come by for the opening break of the show today.
Yeah, Scott the Dwarf.
But he's not here.
He pulled crap like this the last time, didn't he, that he was going to be on the show?
Well, the last time, and I think you mentioned that he wanted to kind of atone for the fact
that... Yeah, I mean, he was
last time
very,
he was here,
very conciliatory, and I thought yesterday when he called, he was...
The rock star...
Yeah,
mentality going the last time he came to visit us.
And now, when I saw him the other night, he's got like a track record where he has been at some big gigs, and he's not doing the, you know, when he came in and he was the rock star, he hadn't been a rock star yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like doing the out on the road with these, you know, big acts, like Lollapalooza and things like that. Right. And he's no longer has that mentality. So I thought maybe this was the new Scott, and now he's not here.
Probably. No, he's not here. So, we'll press on without him.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a schedule of types to keep on the show today. So I hope he pulls up soon. Do you remember when he showed us
that horny little bastard?
Do you remember when he showed us how he drives those gigantic blocks that he had like on the brake and on the gas of his car?
A friend of mine, a woman I know, a girl that I know, gave him a ride home. And said she got a chance to see the car.
Huh. Yeah, made
the car apparently is like the biggest thing because the pedals go up.
The dwarf mobile.
Right, exactly.
We like that. Well, Scott, if you're listening, if you're on your way here, show up, or I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop using the dwarf word, and I'm going to start dropping the M bomb.
Mm. And you know what that is to people of your ilk,
right? And I want to find out today when Scott finally shows up what it is about the M word that just sets little people off. I really don't know why.
Don't know. He doesn't like it.
I know he doesn't, and I know a lot of people don't. A lot of little people, a lot of dwarfs.
He said the M word is, is the N word.
And I want to know why the M word is the M word.
Maybe because it's associated with circuses and such. I don't know.
I think it's because it minimizes them. I mean, like a midge. You know, it's like they're real people.
What did he? We were talking about. I was with a bunch of friends that were at the gig that I did Saturday, and they were talking about what Scott said. He had a line. Once you go small, you won't go tall. Or something like that.
And he doesn't need to lean down to do it.
Yeah.
He can stand up and eat the...
Hey. Hello. Don and Mike show.
You guys sound awfully upbeat for this... I'm just...
Oh, hold on. I know what you're talking about, and I bet Mike doesn't know.
No.
what else is there?
Rob, we're going to need... Hold on. We're going to need that special music, please.
Yeah, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I want you
to celebrity death.
I want you to brace yourself.
Yeah.
I want you to put down what extra value meal was it today?
I had a grilled chicken sandwich with no mayonnaise today. It was one of my actual. I didn't have any French fries or anything. It was just my regular diet.
Well, I didn't know if it was a number. I was hoping it was a number two.
No, it wasn't a number two, and I didn't do what I did like that. I had an extra value meal when we went to Philadelphia
because a number two would have been very appropriate.
Yes.
For the celebrity who's passed. Let me,
Make Mike play 20 questions.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to try to guess?
All right, I get 20 questions.
Yeah, I'll give you
I'll
one.
Do them quick. I'll
give you
quick.
One hint.
All right.
Dead sexy.
Male or female?
Yes.
No, come on, you got to tell me. Male or female?
That's two. Female.
What do you mean that's two? I asked
the first question was male or female, and I said yes. And then you said, please specify. And
female.
Female. So two down.
Old or young? Don't say yes again.
Early 50s. Three questions.
Female.
Three questions.
Female. Early 50s. Movies, television.
Yes. Four.
Fat.
Yes. Five.
Popular.
On this show, six.
Black or white.
Yes.
Now, come on.
They're supposed to be yes or no.
Oh, Lisa, be quiet. She's black.
Black.
That's eight.
Nell Carter?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Eight questions.
You got it in eight.
Eight questions.
And really, I kind of screwed with them on the male, female, black.
Pretty good, huh?
Black or white, yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, that's right.
How sad. We're going to bury her right next to Shirley Hemphill.
Hey.
We're going to dump her on top of Shirley Hemphill.
Oh, boy.
Esther
well, she
Rome.
Was ill, right? Wasn't Nell ill?
Yeah, she has been. She's had diabetes for some time. Yeah.
She had a... She had,
excuse me.
She had some brain disease or something.
An aneurysm. She had brain surgery in 1992.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They cracked her head like a coconut.
Well, she will be missed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, give me a break, fabulous show, and she gave us so much. And that great singing voice.
Uh-huh.
Our tribute to Nell Carter.
Bye-bye. Safe home, Nell.
And for the record, Mike guessed it. in 8 questions, playing 20 questions.
Less than half the questions I was allotted, John.
Winner!
That's good.
Winner!
Hey, guys.
All right, see you, my friend. Thank you.
You know what? You know a game show you and I would be good on, that we would win on?
What?
Pyramids.
Yeah. Oh, $20,000
yeah,
pyramid?
You do well. Yeah. You do well. Oh, Jesus.
Sayonara.
Give me a break. I do deserve it. I'm a native to the time. Give me a break. I'm looking for a kid behind me. Pull out every star.
We'll do it like we do every time.
There she is. There she is. There she goes. There she was.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Nell Carter. Once and evermore gone. Another friend of the Don and Mike show gone forever.
Right.
Bye-bye. Like, reminds me, my wife and I were talking about...
Nell Carter?
No. When our cat, our first cat that we ever had... Cat was named, I don't even remember what the cat's name was.
Wow. Muffin?
Our cat now is Furball, and I don't remember what this cat's name was. I really don't remember what our dead cat's name was. How awful is that?
Well, that's not a real nice tribute to your cat.
No, anyway, the cat had died,
yeah.
And my mother-in-law was visiting us at the time, and she went down to her bedroom, and there was the cat.
Mm-hmm. Stiff.
All, you know, rigor mortis, all stiff on the bed. And, Boo-Boo. That was the name of the cat, Boo-Boo. That's what my wife calls me, Boo-Boo. And Bart at the time was, I guess, maybe 4 or 5. And we went out in the backyard, and he was playing with some of his friends. We called him over, and we said, we have some real sad news. Boo-Boo is dead. We're going to bury Boo-Boo. And you want to say goodbye? And he just yelled, bye! Bye! Bye, Boo-Boo! And just ran off playing with his friends.
Not really affected by it.
And I'm sad to say that that's the same reaction we've had today on the show to the passing of Nell Carter.
Bye-bye, Boo-Boo.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Baby.
There'll be a rack of ribs waiting for you, baby.
Baby.
She's at the big Applebee's in the sky right now. Bless you, Mike. And if you're going to do that, please do that on the microphone, for goodness sakes. Thank you. Hey, there you go. Wow.
Damn it.
Pretty good.
He's got another cold.
Pretty good stuff.
It's like 5 degrees here in Washington today.
Well, it's cold everywhere. Hey, Rob, you got the Post sports section?
I can find it for you.
Bless you.
Would you grab that for me?
Sure.
Oh,
you know, Mike, a cold is bad, but at least it ain't an aneurysm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think I might be getting one, too.
Oh, it's too cold.
Well, I think I know how you got yours, Buzz. Mike, I think yours is a cold, but I think, Buzz, you might be looking at something different.
Oh, my God.
I have that checked.
I've been bragging about how much weight I've lost at all. You notice how skinny Buzz is?
Yeah, it's not healthy.
Buzz is getting like Jeremy Coleman skinny.
Oh, not that skinny.
Be very careful, Buzz.
Wish I could get skinny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
I just want to tell you guys that
hold
you...
on.
Oh, bless you.
Well, bless you, Don. Mike.
That was Mike.
Told me to do it on the microphone. Whoever's nobody comes in here.
Yeah,
anymore.
Right. We're the only live...
My microphone. I can sneeze in.
We're the only live DJs now on this station.
Well, I'm from Mobile, and we like listening to you guys on an AM station down here, dude. And we really do like you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
But I just have a question. I know it's probably going to set me up for a big disappointment, but I was like... wondering, are you guys ever maybe going to make it this way for one of them Las Vegas style shows?
No. That's right.
Pretty funny. So
you are set up for a big disappointment.
But
no way.
I guess the only chance I got is maybe to win a contest or something where I could get up and see you guys or whatever.
Or
get
you, white trash.
You can start don't pay no attention to that, man.
I reckon that's the way it goes, but you know.
Right. I don't know. We keep getting some kind of CB interference. I apologize.
F you, white trash.
Oh, what is that coming through?
I apologize. I
think you're only white trash if you do your sister, and I'm just like doing my cousin. So I don't have a sister. I think if I had a sister, I might do her if she was like cute or something. But
there you go. Well, you know,
I'm,
co-
Cousins fine.
It seems to me, and I'm not saying that I dislike this trend, but it seems in recent days that the callers are kind of just launching into self-absorbed monologues. I mean,
right.
The guy yesterday from Seattle.
Can't argue with him.
Talking about killing himself and drinking gasoline and, you know, running over his girlfriend's foot when he was high. And now
this man's talking about making love to his sister.
Forgetting this guy.
Well, actually, I don't have a sister.
Life story. Hey, Scott.
Hey, star alert.
Scott's finally here.
Hey.
All right.
Okay, well, I guess that was like my 15 minutes then.
Right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
And here he is now, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome a major star.
Scott the Dwarf.
Yeah.
And, he started the lowly position of intern on this show. He performed many stunts for us. He wore a diaper on Valentine's Day when he was Cupid. He was a great Lucky Charms guy on St. Patrick's Day.
And then officially on Saturday night, he became the horniest man I've ever known in my life.
I don't even remember.
Do you remember taking your clothes off?
No.
Do you remember getting naked, showing everybody your wiener?
A lot when I'm drunk, so I can understand. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But no, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I just remember hanging out with you, and it was cool.
Scott, you were the hit of the party, and everybody. In fact, last night I was out with a bunch of people. They were all talking about you.
So here he is. He's back now, Scott. Hi, the last time you visited us, you were your band, the Little Kings, was having some success. You were touring stadiums and stuff.
Yeah.
And you ran us a bit of an attitude. It's okay,
I'm
though.
I'm going to go on record and apologize for that.
Hey, listen to that.
That's cool, though.
Pretty nice. I was like, I was in a new world, and I was just trying to, you know.
Have you seen his tat? Check out his tat.
I was,
Let me see your tat.
Do that.
Look at that. Wow. Look at that. You have gone the whole way.
He's all the way.
He's got him on both biceps.
Wow.
He is a rock star now.
He's a rock star. That's why he's cool now.
At one time, I was trying different faces on, you know, and that was the face.
So when did you get humble? When did you decide that humility was a virtue?
I think when I saw you Saturday night.
So how is your band, the Little Kings?
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
The band is going really, really good. Right now, we're in a little bit of a tiff because
you lost somebody, right?
Our guitar player quit for mental and physical reasons. So we are now searching for a little person guitar player.
Oh, that should be an easy find.
Who is the no pun intended here? The biggest band you guys open for?
I would have to, like Mike said, Eminem.
Eminem.
He said that. You know, I'm with a group of people, and I asked him that, and that was that. You know. For my money right now, I mean, you say that, and you do real well. I mean, that's about as big as it gets.
So did you get to meet Mr. Mathers?
No, I didn't, actually.
No, you didn't.
No, now, there's a lot of other bands that we played with.
Did he select you, or did his management group select you, or was it just like a random thing?
No, his management group selected us, yeah.
Let me see. Didn't you all... Weren't you with Kid Rock for a while?
No, that was when you said that we were with Kid Rock. We were never with... And to be honest with you, I don't think I'd ever would want to play with
him. Who was it? You were telling us the last...
The Offspring?
Oh, that's what I'm getting. The pretty fly for a white guy with
his
song.
Yeah.
So you were the Offspring for a while.
Yeah, you're next. This is your break time, too. Right? So, I mean, you lost your guitar player at a good time, right? Because you guys aren't playing for a while.
Right. We take the Christmas holidays off because most people want to sign us and do all, like, elf stuff. So,
so you do it so you can...
rebel against that, we just take the whole Christmas season off just so no one can bust on it.
Didn't you tell us one time that you made a lot of money, like, and maybe you do this regularly... over the holidays, going like to resorts or something like that and dressing up? I think, or maybe it was one of your friends one time that you had.
He went to Myrtle Beach and you were an elf at Myrtle Beach, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And you dread those memories, don't you?
No, because I shared a dressing room with the Rockettes. I don't think I'd ever regret those. I mean, I regret the costume that I had to wear, but...
Well, hey. Scott, you're a good friend of ours, thanks. And it's nice to see that you've come back down to our level.
Can I see your album?
Yeah,
your
I'm album trying cover? To get the wrapper off here, but I can't...
The question before you go any further, the M word. Why is the M word, and I know it pisses you off,
right?
Can you tell me why the M word pisses you off?
It's just like calling a black person the N word.
Why?
Because it's not what we are. What we are is we have a form of dwarfism. We don't have a form of midgetism. There is no such thing. So the word midget was a derogatory term that happened way, way back when there was little people being born that were altogether really, really tiny and totally proportionate. They were classified as midgets.
Is there a classification still of
there
midget?
There is a classification.
Now, here from the dictionary, midget.
Right.
A very small person.
Right.
Specifically, a person of unusually small size who is physically well-proportioned. And then you have dwarf, which is a person of unusually small stature, especially one whose bodily proportions are abnormal. So I would think, going by the definition, you'd rather be a midget than a dwarf. Right?
Not really.
Would you rather be a person of unusually small size who's physically well-proportioned, or one whose bodily proportions are abnormal?
I saw some of his proportions the other night.
All right, man. All right, you got me. All right. Truthfully, I've always wanted to be a midget. I'm going to come out right now. I always wanted to be a midget, and I was not classified as one, so I just went the opposite route. And
do you know
why to make the word dwarf cool? It hasn't happened. Midget's still the cool term, so if that's what you guys want to...
It is so funny seeing you, Mello. Because you have no idea, Saturday night, how you were a maniac. You were an absolute wild animal on Saturday night. It was fantastic. It was the Scott Show. Nobody was talking with like 20 people there except for you doing...
How about them two girls that we were with?
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I understand you got a ride home, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but she was real cool. And just to let you know, I'm happily married still. I know you guys were talking about yesterday. I have a 3-year-old daughter who I
there
love
you go.
Very, very
right.
much.
Good word.
So I'm a terrific flirt.
I guess you are if you're standing up to a woman and saying, I could eat your egg.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. I say what's on my mind. It doesn't matter if I'm drunk or sober.
But yeah, this was a new you. I've never seen you like that. You had a confidence, and you had, I mean, that I would say you've probably gotten from being out on the road and doing all this performing. You had a rap. You had a rap. You were...
I don't even remember
anything. I do. I remember everything, and it was fantastic. I mean, it was the Scott Show. You were impressing everybody there and these women, and, you know, I know you got a ride home from that, a very nice-looking lady.
I mean, yeah, it was real cool. She was telling me about her feelings.
So, yeah, I know you got the wife thing to worry about. Yeah. Now you're all freaked out. Okay.
I was showing her pictures of my daughter.
I heard another story about your wife that lady that gave you a ride home shared with me that your wife has big kabooms.
Yeah, my wife wasn't.
Tell Don the vital statistics though.
Yeah, how big are your wife's boobs?
I don't want to embarrass it.
Oh, it's a compliment.
She's beautiful.
How big are her boobs?
Scott, I think it's
36C. But, you know, for 310, so for...
She's 310 with 36 C's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
She's hot. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm. You know, you heard the story that I once had sex mm-hmm. with a midget.
I once had sex with a tall person.
He said it's okay to say midget.
No, I never did.
Oh, I thought you just did. No.
And when he was loaded the other night, he said, don't say that.
Yeah, okay. Seriously.
All right.
That's cool.
But I had sex with a dwarf once when I worked in Detroit. I did it as a bed, as a
going away. Right? Wasn't it Bridget?
No, it wasn't Bridget.
The porn?
It was a going away bet with the other disc jockeys at the radio station. She called all the time.
Right.
And they each put up $50 if I would have sex with her, and I did. And how weird is this? They were all in the closet watching through the little slits.
Very weird,
right? In the closet.
It's a little strange.
So, I mean, I know you're married now, but can you tell me, did you think it was cool, or did you think it was...
She was a good lay.
Yeah? That's
I think she was a good lay.
That's cool.
And I remember it very explicitly that she was on top, of course, even with a dwarf. I have to have sex with a woman on top.
It's your position.
She was so easy. She was so easy to maneuver. You know what I mean?
You're going
to
spin her around.
Like a pocket.
That's right.
Like a pocket dwarf.
Scott, your band, The Little Kings.
Yeah.
Now, how many records have you sold? I mean, have you sold like 100,000?
I have probably about 10,000.
About 10,000?
Do you sell mostly at gigs? Is that how you sell them?
Or on your website? Our website, but most of the time it's at gigs, yeah.
Right.
All right,
the most of the people are drunk by the time they buy them.
What is the cut that we should play if I play
a song? You gotta do our version of Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley. We had the Marley people's approval to do it, and I'm really, really proud of that song.
All right.
All right, here you go.
I've never heard Scott's
even
band.
Edited. I even edited it.
Never heard Scott's band.
Here you go. Scott and the Little Kings.
Okay. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you, right?
No, we'll be at the Jim Stafford Theater next week. Right?
Don't throw stuff at me, Scott. Here it is, really. I threw the DJ tack up on this.
Danny Dwarf with you. And our little kings.
Get up. Get up for your rights. Get up. Get up. Get up for your rights. Get up.
I'm surprised that like radio stations aren't playing this. Not only is it's a good record.
You're the front guy, right, Scott? You're the lead singer.
But just look at the picture of you guys on the CD cover.
You remember that shirt well, don't you?
It's crazy. Yeah,
I know.
I totally hate that shirt.
Black mesh rock star show your nipples shirt that you wore the last time you were here.
It's burning.
When you performed with Eminem, for instance, when you opened for Eminem, how many people were there?
About 50,000.
Wow.
50,000.
And when they're there to see Eminem, and you guys come out as the opening act, how were you received?
We actually had signs held up saying Little Kings. It was real. It's real, real cool. Now, truthfully, I know that people come out because they've never seen an all dwarf band and they want to laugh or whatever. But they stay because they think the music's all right, you know. Mm-hmm. And by the time the first song's up, they're moshing, and it's a trip, man, to see this.
Yeah. How hard is it going to be for you to find a new guitar player?
It's going to be probably next to impossible. Right now we have a tall guy filling in, and I'm putting him in a cage and walking him out on a leash. With a shirt that says I could be replaced.
This is not a goof. Do you use real regular size guitars and drums, or do you like have to have like the kind that Little Ricky used on I Love Lucy?
Our drummer plays on a regular size kit. You can barely see him behind the set. But our guitar and bassist they're called like junior. I'm not a guitarist, so I don't really know, but they're called like junior guitars. And then what we have really good guitar technicians that go inside and make the juniors sound like a senior.
Wow.
And that's what gives it the sound. But the guitars are actually proportionate to us. They're,
Where are you going to be playing then? When's the next time you guys
are going to
be
on a, we're sponsored by Jägermeister, so we're going on a Jäger tour.
He is big time.
Yeah.
He is big time.
We're
really
up with Saliva and head PE.
Of all of the acts that you've opened for and performed with, who was, of all the people we would have heard of, who was the nicest to you and who was the biggest dick?
Thank you for that question. I knew you were going to ask that. The nicest, I have to say, is Hoobastank and all the bandmates in Hoobastank. And Kelly Osbourne. I actually hung out with Kelly Osbourne. That was really cool. We just drank and just had a real good time. And they had nice things to say about us. They loved us. The worst was Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Really?
And I actually challenged him to a fight off his tour bus with the group from Tesla. Me and Jeff Heath from Tesla.
You're all the man.
We started arm wrestling. We were challenging to fight him, and they backed out and got back in their bus and took off. And the reason why is because we had a good photographer there that wanted to take a picture, and it was going to be on with us with them, and it was going to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And they said, yeah, no problem. And we waited around for an hour, and then they said, screw that, we're not going to take a picture with you guys. And got one hit away in their bus. Now it just pissed us off. So
now, who is he married? Isn't he married to Goldie Hawn's daughter? What's her name? Katie Holmes. Is that Chris Robinson?
Yeah.
Black Crowes.
Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Right. Katie Holmes is another girl. Yeah, Hudson is the one I'm thinking of from Almost Famous.
So Jägermeister, you got like a big alcohol sponsor.
Yeah,
and really, based on your performance the other night, I could not think of a finer sponsor for you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's terrific. And he's got this this one guitar player who you said to me is like the stud of the band.
That's the bass player. That's Paulie.
That's Paulie, and Paulie is he's got the little guy thing going on where he's trying to be like nice and charming and almost like little boy and he plays it. He plays it totally.
He's got like the perfect hair, man. Dwarfs have like really crappy hair. I mean, look at this.
That sucks, man.
That's why I wear a hat or I shave it bald.
I mean, you got kind of a bald spot, but that's no different than anyone else's hair, Scott.
I think you ought to grow your hair out.
It'd look ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're short?
Yeah, and I have a big head. Okay, my head's big.
Come on, listen. It might make your head look smaller. You don't say this.
I would not. You have long hair.
For being a little person, you don't have an outstandingly gigantic head.
He's got the biggest head in his band.
I'm looking at the picture.
Don't you have the biggest head in your band?
No, my drummer has to.
No. I'm looking at the picture right now. You do have the biggest head.
Horse crap.
That was coming up.
I do not.
You do have the biggest head.
You have my drummer's head.
You have going away the biggest head in your band.
No, look at the black guy's head. The black guy's head is tiny.
You.
Here he goes.
The guy with the beard's got a tiny head. This dude right here, that good, your guitar player?
That's the bass player of the stud.
Right. He's got a tiny head, but look at you compared to them, man. You do have like a Godzilla head compared to them.
I'm a freak, all right?
Well, compared to them. On your website, your name is, do you call yourself Scotty F-Word?
Yeah.
That's his name in the band.
Yeah, you know
Scotty F-Word?
You know who gave me that name?
Who?
It's National Enquirer. I was messing with them, and they're like, you know, what's your name? And I'm like, Scotty. And they're like, well, what's your last name? And I said the word that the F word stands for. And they're like, we can't print that. I'm like, print whatever you want. I'm like, that's my name.
So the Enquirer was doing a bit on the band?
Yeah, and they wrote, they wrote Scotty F word. And I was like, that's hilarious, and I kept it.
Scotty F word.
When you're out now touring with your band, this is your full-time gig now, right?
Yes.
You remember the days when he was our intern, and we used to bust on him because he had to work. You worked in a jewelry store part-time.
I had black crap all over my
hands. Yeah, your fingernails were always filthy.
Scott had the dirtiest hands because of this work that he had to do. We used to always goof on him for his hands.
Right.
When you're out now, do you ever think back to the good old days when you would have to put on that Lucky Charms suit and be our St. Patrick's Day guy.
Leprechaun.
And that day that you got drunk and you were vomiting and you passed out on the back steps of the radio station. God damn it, Scott, you had some good times when you were here.
I don't miss the costumes, but I miss the people. I miss you guys in that.
Well, we miss you too.
That's cool. I mean,
You really have.
And the best radio show in the world.
You've done, you started out, and the last time I think you were here, you were just starting this little things thing. And, you've done it. I mean, you're touring. You know how many guys do this and want to, like, do what you're doing? It's fantastic.
I'd say, you could put on your resume, open for Eminem, and already you're ahead of 99.999% of bar bands. No offense, Mike.
Do you know how many bands are playing in like bars all over the area? And little dives everywhere and never getting anywhere.
We still play the bars, the bars too. We love that stuff. I mean, that's more.
Yeah,
the key is you got to cut off your legs. There you go, and you'll be recognized just because you're short. That's all my bar band buddies and stuff.
You know. We have calls for you, Scott.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Yeah,
can we get Scott? Okay, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I just had a question for Scott. Scott, you said you opened up for Eminem, right?
Correct.
Was it the regular or peanut?
Oh, come on.
Good call. Oh, my God.
Scott, does this remind you of the days when you had to answer the telephone?
Maybe I don't miss this show. Yes. So much.
3 days in a row of this, Scott.
That was one of the many jobs Scott had to do was he'd answer the phones. And next to Jimmy the intern.
Scott was the most hostile.
You had the worst breath.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Jimmy the intern had the worst breath.
Oh, remember how that breath? Now I forgot about that.
I had to be the tester.
That's another one of the jobs we made Scott do was
test Jimmy's breath.
I had to stick my giant schnoz in his mouth.
I was going to say, next to him, though, you had the hottest temper of anybody that we've ever had. And we would get, when Scott was on the telephone.
Right, yeah.
Man, it was hell on earth.
When Scott took calls, and he's much mellower now, is he not? I mean, and he's mellower than he was Saturday night, because I think his wife probably yelled at him for the other night.
She did.
Yeah, I can tell. You got that written all over your face that your wife got you in trouble.
That is so true.
What
I'm in trouble with is the bar bill.
Really?
I spent like $30, and I spent like
$100. Yeah, that's my fault. I gave it all to you.
Thanks, man. There you go.
Hold on. Here we go. Here's Casey. Hello, Casey. You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I want to talk to Scott. I don't know if he remembers me, but he used to come by Coconuts all the time, Coconuts Music Store up in Manassas, Virginia.
You know, here's the deal. Scott's now getting rock star calls.
Yeah.
I remember you when you used to come in.
You know, were you I think you were the dude that sold me like the Barry Manilow album, right?
It could have been. It was me and this other guy. We both had long hair. And
right, the long haired guy.
Yeah, rock and roll.
That with long hair, it works in coconuts.
That's right. You used to be a lot crueler to callers like this, Scott.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Right, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Yep.
That sounds pretty damn good, man. Where can I check that CD out? Where can I pick it up?
Go to www.thelittlekingswithaz.com, and I certainly appreciate your support.
There you
go. Hey, man, that sounded pretty good.
Thank you, man.
I agree. So you're making a good living doing this now? You're not making it.
No.
So Jägermeister's not paying you a whole ton of money?
Yeah, I mean, they pay us, but I'm telling you, the rock and roll life is not what everyone...
They mainly pay the expenses? Is that what they're doing? Picking up the bottom line?
We still have to drive our own cars to a lot of the gigs and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't, like, tour on a plane or anything like
that? Scott, you are happily married.
Yes.
But if you weren't, and maybe you can answer for some of the guys in the band. Yeah. Is everybody in the band married?
No.
Okay. Can you get a lot of stink?
Yeah.
So if you weren't happily married, you could just
be getting a lot. Yeah.
I watched him work the other day. I know your wife's probably listening, and I know personally that you didn't close any deals on Saturday night. But I will tell you that when I was with you, you were working it like, I mean, if you wanted to, you would just shut it down, because there were women, attractive women, hanging all over him on Saturday night.
What motivated you to pull out your schlong?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you exactly. Since I was an eyewitness, Don, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Scott was talking about his penis for the bulk of the evening and talking about the size of it, and finally said, no, it's true. It's true. And he said, you want me to show you? And before anyone could answer, it was there for everyone to see.
It was there on the table, huh?
It was very quick, and he pulled up right away. But, boy, much squealing with glee when that happened. Yeah, that was,
Lord.
It was absolutely phenomenal.
But now, Mike, you're no faggot.
Right.
But let me ask you.
I did glance. I did look.
Were you impressed?
It was a fire hose, right, Scott? Uncircumcised, to the best of my knowledge, right? And, you know, I looked away so quickly I was really not able to get a bead on the size, but it certainly appeared to be, it was not elfin-like. He wasn't any John Holmes either. But
Would you mind showing it to Lisa?
He's sober now. He's sober, and he's in the doghouse.
If Lisa matches me, I'll do it.
No, she's...
Yeah, well, then... Yeah.
Well, come on. I mean, if you're bragging about how big
you are...
You're proud of it. You were so...
Can I say that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sure you
can. I got really big balls, but I don't... I'm serious. You know? But my penis is like... That's nothing big.
Will you show Lisa your balls?
can I show her through my bubblegum shrimp boxer shorts?
Sure.
Yeah. Lisa, right. And I mean, maybe you could stand in the back of the room and show her or something.
Yeah,
I mean, get some verification on your genitals.
Lisa,
you haven't
met my balls.
Scott, here he is.
He's whipping it out. He's whipping it out.
There we go. Take a look at Scott's balls and tell us. She's got her head right down there.
Scott's a boxer guy, not a brief guy. Lisa's dying to see Scott. She's dying to see. She's dying to see.
It's very cold.
She's dying?
Oh, my God. All right, Lisa. He pulled all his pants down.
All right, Lisa, we want to read you now.
What did you think, Lisa?
It's very cold in here, but I would say he should be proud.
There you go.
Now, Scott, you might find this interesting.
Thank you.
Do you know who Lisa's boyfriend is? Charles Broyhill.
See, I thought that was a rumor. Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, here's the question for you, Lisa. Who has bigger balls, Scott or Charlie?
What a marvelous, wonderfully formed question.
Rob does.
Come on.
I'm not going to answer that.
Don't give me one of your joke answers.
Rob Spiewak.
Well, now you get Rob in trouble, because Carrie's going to wonder. Carrie's going to wonder how you've seen Rob's balls.
I'm sorry, Mike does.
Thank you. And see, I have no one to answer to anymore, so it's fine, yes. And I show them to Lisa on a daily basis. She said she loves Charlie's balls.
That's nice.
Hey, why was Charlie's that? Don't you wish that was closer to the microphone?
I sure do.
Save that one for posterity.
Sure do.
She'll say it on microphone.
Never mind.
Oh, here we go.
I love Charlie's balls.
There that is. Preserve for posterity for decades to come. I would say that will be a tape that will be here until we are dead.
Freaking hot, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know Lisa?
Yeah.
You've never met Lisa, have you?
Oh, man, she's awesome.
Oh, you haven't met her.
Wait till we play that tape during the breakup show.
Oh, God.
You know that's coming.
Oh, my.
You know it is.
Oh, my.
All right, Scott, we got a break. We got stuff happening on the show today. Let me see the album.
Play another one. Is there anything? Is another kind of bitter?
You want to hear Bitter?
Yeah,
right, cool. Hold on. We'll play Bitter. I'll tell you, you can get Scott's album at www.thelittlekingswithaz.com. Order it now.
Damn it, you're a mistake guitar player, aren't you?
I do miss it.
It's better than Dennis's album.
For sure.
That's what I'm going for.
It's a high compliment.
Why can't I be sublime? You are what you are.
You've hit it on the head with that angry / melodic thing that is happening right now.
Yeah.
Why can't I go this time?
That's all Scott right there.
Yeah,
the song's called Dinner. It's all about being a dwarf.
I've got big balls, just ask Lisa.
He said this song's about being a dwarf.
Yeah, it's about, you know, the bitterness.
That's pretty good.
It goes in that
room, man.
I would tell you if that sucked. Thank I really would.
Thank you.
That is.
I know, because the last time I came in here, you actually did play a song and you did say it sucked.
Well,
so I'm not going to tell
but
you.
But it wasn't the song. It wasn't this.
No, thank you.
This is good.
We really worked a lot. We really, really worked hard on it. So I appreciate
it. Well, listen, the next time you're out on tour, when you're out on the road, we'll give you the hotline. Call us collect.
All right.
And call us if you're bombed and pulling your D out. And,
which will be real soon.
All the time. And let us know your tour dates. And,
oh, man, I'll hook you up with people. I mean,
I'll
talk to you. You know,
we're happy just to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
All right. And boy, it's nice to know you're not a dick now. Back to being the same Scott that he was.
I'm still not dressing up like a leprechaun, though.
I love going out and doing that band thing, but I will tell you, that's the most fun I have ever had at one of my band gigs. And the fun for me started as soon as it was over, because you were hysterical the other night.
I just want to go off record and say that you are an incredible drummer.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you to say that.
My drummer was equally amazing.
That's great.
It was really
That's
you,
wonderful.
You
thank
a good
you,
show.
Scotty. I appreciate
you had a good
that.
Show. Give it up for crap.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Yeah. All right. We had a good time the other night. And bring all you guys out
Absolutely,
the next time.
Man. You got it.
All right, get out of here now.
All right,
Scott.
Take care, guys.
Good seeing you.
What?
Scott the Dwarf.
Scott the Dwarf, ladies and gentlemen. Look at
Scott.
That. Another former Don and Mike intern done good.
I mean, it's amazing, our track record with interns. They become television producers, rock stars. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
We got the one guy who really, seriously, used to go over to McDonald's and get us food, who now is the producer of Yes Dear.
Yeah, and I think it has a few others in development now.
Remember that idiot Joe Rockhead?
Right.
He seriously is working on Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Do you remember that day he called? He's got some high-level government job.
Big, successful guy. And there's one other. There are a couple of them, right?
Well, Christine Kerner, of course, is in pornos.
Yes.
The anal world of
right.
Christine Kerner.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
You know, we've had so many. Do you remember, not of course related to this guy, Scott, but do you remember the intern, Scott's mom?
Scott's mom.
Well, Roy's mom.
Yeah. What was it?
Roy's mom.
Roy's mom.
One time we had an intern.
Well, Roy's mom, she was kind of like...
She was in her 40s.
He just did a cartwheel down the hallway.
We do love the cartwheel.
Oh, we missed that. Oh, man, that's great, Scott.
It was Roy's mom.
What I remember about Roy's mom is she always declined on saying that she had never been an exotic dancer.
I remember that. That was like, but that was a very short internship,
and,
if I remember.
Yeah.
No offense, Scott.
Then there was Nick Joe,
right.
Who we would always like dress up in Korean outfits and send him out to Chinatown.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, F the Hobbit.
What's the Hobbit doing? I haven't heard from the Hobbit since. He's obviously graduated from American University.
Remember that great day? One day I said, you know who he really looked like is Bob's big boy.
Oh, Jesus. And you know what? And we had a discussion about it until Don put him in the outfit. And he looked exactly like Bob's
You know the guy in front of Bob's big boy?
Yeah, right.
Statue. But I think probably the best intern we ever had was Jimmy the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loved to fight with our listeners. And I don't mean he liked to argue. I mean...
He'd try to meet them and get in fist fights.
You know what? Twice he got in screaming matches with Chief Engineer Dan Ryson. Dan, the most even-tempered person in the world.
As mellow as it gets.
Yeah. Dan tried to get him fired twice.
And now, that legacy of Don and Mike interns... has been passed on. That position now has been passed on.
Sneaky pants!
Joe.
He's the man who occupies the position now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he gets paid. Yeah, so, I mean,
and you know what? And eventually, so did all those other people. I mean, they all.
When did we stop having real interns? A while ago, right?
Well, we found out that we could get more out of them if we actually just put them on the payroll.
Right, exactly.
And it was a long time ago that we just found that we just get one person. We'd call them our intern, but we really would pay him. Mm-hmm. And Joe is just the latest in a long line of people who have held that position.
Pretty amazing. And then some of them just go on to bigger and better things.
And some of them, like our friend Joe, this will be the highlight.
Yeah, I mean, there won't be any progress.
Joe's already at the mountaintop.
Basically.
But Joe, I'll say this for you.
Got his own theme song.
Yeah. Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
You're the only guy who's ever been in that position. Phone screener, intern, whatever it is you do. That's had his own theme song. And had his own segment, Stump the Joe.
There you go.
And I'm going to run with the listeners.
Joe, how would you rate the caller's temperature today?
Today, we're off to a good start.
Good.
Rob, what did he say to us the other day when he came in during a break?
Callers, you're ornery.
That was it. They're ornery today.
Ornery callers.
That was yesterday.
Just yesterday. All right, hey, Joey, let's get a call 100 right now.
Okay. Fun.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Joe.
He's ordering.
877-365-3636. That's the number. Caller 100 gets a shot at $1,000. Secret Santa will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
Jill's not just a name. It's an idea.
Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Joe.
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said.
Joe.
So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline and he can run back and forth.
Joe.
There's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
Joe.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Yeah, D.O.T. Do our thing.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's get a caller number 100. And here we go. First call 100 of the day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
This is William.
William?
Right. I'm over
what
here.
What do we have for William?
William. Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm over here in Pikesville. Pikesville, Maryland.
William.
Yes.
Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood prize pack.
Okay.
That means you get the novel, the movie, and the Yaya book bag.
It's wonderful.
Hollywood like movies, a lovely gift.
Hollywood movies in the comfort of a home with the touchy remote that's pay-per-view. And that's the last time I'm doing that read.
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, they keep asking for it, and I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's a fag prize. I hate giving it away.
Don't do it.
I'll take it. I'll take it off your hands. I'll find something to do with it.
All right. Let me also give you the America Undercover prize pack. Home box office takes a fascinating look at an alliance between modern medicine and the U.S. penal system with the virtual corpse. Sunday night at 11, 10 Central.
Nasty.
Okay, that's great.
Home box office. Nasty. Now you're playing for $1,000 with the secret sound.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a whirl.
Yeah, I think we're going to cut that jackpot. No, we're
going to cut it down?
We're not cutting it down yet.
Cut it down? 500?
9:45.
Brown, that's not cutting it down. No, we'll keep it at 1,000. I'm not going to give you. Not going to give you another clue yet. It's a sound though that's heard, and just about everybody either hears this or has heard this in their homes, and it's not an electrical sound. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Skilo.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is once again. Ouch. My ears are bleeding.
Yeah.
from the, it's all the pressure that builds up. It's almost like it got the bends, you know, from going underwater. When I hear that, that sound, wow, that's loud.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a 6'4 Impala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Nicely done. Nicely done, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For $1,000, what is that sound?
I'm going to say it's the sound of a turning of a thermostat on.
Well, now that's wrong.
Oh, we're sorry.
That's wrong, but at least that's a better guess than we've been getting.
Yes, isn't that better?
A better caliber of guess.
I knew I could do it.
Totally wrong, but we thank you. And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, have a good one. And time now for a man who's a genius.
Yeah, the modern genius.
The website, www.MrSkin.com. Here now is Jim McBride, known to non-friends as Mr. Skin. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Once again, everything that you come on the show and tell us about, I go out and buy. Now, I'm going to tell you, again, I took your advice with the Jennifer Aniston movie, The Good Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I go home last Friday night. I go to Amazon.com.
Get ready for that hot frame-by-frame action.
I order the movie, and I'm on the website, MrSkin.com.
Right.
And I'm seeing the scene where she's laying down in bed. The guy is, you know, giving her the high, hard one. And my wife walks in to the room where I've got the big plasma screen.
Right.
And like a grade A pervert, I really am 2 inches away from the screen.
Yes.
And I've got the remote and I'm going seriously frame by frame until finally
you were caught.
I am able to get the exact same shot that you have on your website.
You know, you think that's bad what you do. Think of the fact that that's what I do for a living. That's my job.
And you've got employees that do it too.
Skin employees, yes.
Skin employees.
Yes.
So she comes in and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, I ordered a movie from Mr. Skin. I don't even say I ordered from Amazon. I ordered from Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
And she looks, and she couldn't even tell because it was a freeze frame, and
right,
and the lighting is not great on her face. She said,
giant nipple on your wall.
"Who is it?" And I said, "Jennifer Aniston. Look at it." I said that to her. I said, "Just look at it." And she said to me, she said, "Do you realize that over the last..." Because my wife loves itemizing stuff
we
buy. She'll bust my balls about cigars or Packers sweatshirts. She says, "Do you realize that you have bought a video from Amazon.com every week for the last 9 times that Mr. Skin has been on the show?"
There you go.
That's how dead on this guy
is. That's why the movie companies love this guy.
And yeah. Jim, thanks again for the Aniston thing, because it's even better on the big screen.
No problem, and you're going to have another order coming up this week, too.
Uh-oh. All right, so there can't be anything good in the theaters, right?
No, the theaters right now is sucking, so I don't even want to talk about it, but I do want to mention that the Sundance Film Festival is going on.
Yeah?
And I sent the 3 Skin turns to the show, and there's about 180 movies playing there, and the thing's been going on for the last 5 days, and it's got another it's going to go through the weekend. And what they're doing is they're spreading out and going to see all these different movies and reporting back to me on who gets naked, because these are the films that you're going to see in theaters in both 2003 and 2004. So we're kind of getting the heads up on Skin. And
there are also a lot of indies, right? A lot of independent.
Oh yeah, well it is. It's all independent films.
Right.
But like I said, these are films you're going to see in the theater in the coming year. So
right.
Give you a couple of nuggets from the Sundance Fest. There's a movie called Dopamine. Do you guys remember the television show Sports Night, where it was like an ESPN type of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
There was a hot babe in that show named Sabrina Lloyd, who played Natalie.
Blonde girl, right?
No, she's a brunette.
Okay, yeah. There was a blonde hottie in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. She's, I believe, if I remember correctly, a producer on the show. Well, she had never done a nude scene. I have her at the website, just, sexy pics she's done, never naked. But in this movie, 15 minutes in, as she gets up out of bed, you see a butt shot. So that's big news. I know a lot of guys are fans of Sports Night and Sabrina Lloyd. So.
Scouring the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, these are scoops hot off the press.
There you go.
Now, then there was another. They do these shorts, short films also. And I don't know where this would ever play. It'll probably just be a film festival thing. But it was kind of cool. They did this thing called Debs, which is it's about these four buxom teenage girls who are complete with their pleated skirts, and they work as spies for the U.S. government, and it's just 8 minutes of lesbo action, locker room stuff. And then a funny thing is Kid Rock's sister, her name's Jill Ritchie, she gets down to her bra on this, so that was kind of cool to know. I didn't even know he had a sister, but so now we have her at the website. So Jill Ritchie, you get to see her in a bra, Kid Rock's sister.
Hey, Jim, how does an eight-minute lesbian porno make it into the Sundance Film Festival?
Well, they have shorts, they have documentaries. That, you know, it's in a different category than the feature films. But so it's a movie geek thing, but it's hey, if there's skin in it,
right.
You got to report on it.
And you got your people out there.
Yeah, the guys are out there. And then finally, I'm a big fan of Holly Hunter. She's you might know her from Raising Arizona. She's not a statuesque, gorgeous babe, but she's definitely definitely cute and definitely likes to get naked. And there's a movie called 13, which she plays the mom of this troubled teen. And not only does she show breasts in this, but some babushka. So we're going to have some full frontal Holly Hunter coming out this year. So those are a couple nuggets I just wanted to let you guys know about before I get into the DVDs.
All right, and new now on DVD this week. Here we go.
Yes, well, here's the one I think is your pick to click. There's three great DVDs that I pulled that are out in the last week or so that you definitely want to check out.
Mm.
The first one is called Summer Lovers. Now, this is a 1982 movie starring Daryl Hannah. She was in college at the time. They filmed this thing in the Greek Isles, and she's pretty much naked the whole movie. And what's cool about it is there's another French babe named Valerie Quinesson that's in the movie also. So
it's
Daryl Hannah, Valerie Quinesson, and Peter Gallagher, who's gone on to be in a number of you might know. You'll recognize him when you see him. He's been in a bunch of movies.
He was in Mr. Deeds
with
Adam Sandler.
Exactly. Well, he's in this movie. They're all young. This is 1982. And to this day, Daryl Hannah still has one of the best set of buns in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But this is her at 18. And she's pretty much naked the whole movie, including a great scene I love where he's going to go for a jump into the water off a cliff, and her and the French babe are laying completely nude on the ground. It's outstanding stuff. And like I said, the butt shot there is great, but there's tons of other great nudity from Daryl Hannah.
Now, Mike, as you look at this from MrSkin.com, what I love is that the operators, the scientists, have put a
the
helpful
skinologists.
Have put a helpful arrow
pointing
right at the beautiful bare ass of Daryl Hannah.
Look at that.
At the Skin Laboratories, what we do there is we want to make sure there's no confusion which girl is Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. This is Daryl's ass right here.
Yeah.
That is a nice tanned ass.
Oh, yeah. It's a great. I love this movie. It's one of the, I remember as an early 80s cable guy when this thing was on, I was always a big fan of it. And it really wasn't airing on cable a lot in the last 10 or 15 years, but they finally released it new on DVD, and it is just chock full of skin. It's a great one.
All right, and the next choice.
Next movie pick. There's a new DVD out called Secret Admirer, which is a 1985 movie, and the reason this is
let me just say, gold mine.
Yeah.
Gold mine.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get this one too. My girl Kelly.
You're gonna
Preston,
like it, Mike.
Kelly Preston, who I'm a huge fan of, and I mentioned Daryl Hannah having, you know, a great great butt, the best in Hollywood. Well, as far as breasts are concerned, doesn't get much better than Kelly Preston.
Oh,
this
my God.
Kelly Preston when she was 21 years old.
Look at those nipples. Look at those areolas. I mean, is she not...
Man, oh, man.
Is she not just...
She is so hot.
She's still hot. Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah, she's outstanding. And that scene in the car she's in with a dude named... C. Thomas Howell.
Thomas Howell. Right.
And it's actually it's a great topless scene. She's kind of seducing him. Takes her. It happens about 53 minutes in. She takes her top off, and as you can see, you're looking at some pics. What a pair of breasts! So, I mean, right there, you have two your buns represented and your breasts represented very well.
I'll tell you that Kelly Preston. I'm always excited. I get excited every week, but Kelly Preston, really,
she's a hot.
What beautiful jugs!
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a fine. That's a good one, Mr. Skip.
Yeah, that's top. And then finally, I wanted to mention a lot of guys are big Carmen Electra fans, and even though she's posed in a lot of magazines and you could see her naked in that regard a lot, the only real movie to see her naked in is this movie called The Mating Habits of the Earthbound Humans. Any movie with a title that long, you know, is not going to be that good.
Right.
And that's beside the point. She has a number of nude scenes, you know, mostly topless and a lot of good underwear stuff, but it is the only, like, feature-length movie you're so far able to see Carmen Electra naked in, and I know a lot of guys are big fans of
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That out.
Well, for my money, again, the top tip this week, Jim, was Kelly Preston. And that movie, Secret Admirer?
Secret Admirer from 1985. It's out on DVD, and you definitely want to check it out. She looks outstanding.
What great boobs. Now, is that the same girl that was in Jerry Maguire?
Yes, same Jerry Maguire, same girl that's married to John Travolta.
John Travolta, right.
Right,
yeah.
John Travolta gets to see those nipples every night.
Right, and the point here being that she, you know, she's still hot to this day, but this is her when she was 21 or 22.
Wow. Good pull. Again, the website is www.MrSkin.com. Guy's genius. He's the penis Pulitzer Prize winner. And Jim, thanks. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. You know, he's big time now. Sending people out to Sundance. That is so funny. You know, hey, and they're reporting back, okay, here's what we've got today. She's in her bra and panties, but it's worth it.
And I'm not lying about ordering this stuff.
No.
I will now order
this.
I know
you do.
I will now order this movie from Amazon.
Right.
And I have on my bookshelf at home, I have a special section now of movies.
And you label it, right?
I've never. Well, it's a homemade label, Mike.
Oh, my God.
It's a special section of movies that I've never actually watched, that I only have.
And a lot of crappy movies, too.
Well, yeah, like Swamp Thing, that one that shows Adrienne Barbeau's boobs.
Right, and this one, you know, I'm sure you'll enjoy that scene. That'll probably be the only thing you like in the movie.
Kelly Preston, what incredible boobs on that girl.
Absolutely. And, of course, you've got the secrets of the Ya-Ya sisterhood in there, too.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, that's Mr. Skin and www.MrSkin.com. Before we break here, Rob, I want to make a quick call to the acting general manager. Do we have his tape anywhere?
We
got it around because I want to ask him.
Acting general manager, Alan Linewand.
There he is.
Is he in the building today?
He was here telling, did he talk to you? I was in a door shut thing, but he was telling me we got to have lunch next week with whoever the new Muckety Muck is.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand.
Hi.
Did he say
lunch?
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the guy.
What's going on, man? It's the Dolums. We got to do all this stuff, man.
Or the guy will just come here.
Everybody needs lunch.
I said either one will be all right. We just got to meet the new. You know, there's so many crusty layers now.
My new line for 2003.
What?
Whatever.
Let me call him up and ask him about this.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not original, but I've made it my own in 2003.
It is thing tomorrow.
Whatever. And that's, you know what? That's an even bigger one. Whatever.
There's a very special staff meeting tomorrow here.
And a client meeting this week, too. Don't forget that.
We have a client meeting?
Yeah, I can't say who it is.
Oh, it's tomorrow, right.
I can't say who it is.
You're calling.
Won't that be the third time we've done that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
I know.
Lisa didn't understand why I was getting all ant about it.
What time is that?
1:30, I think, or 2:30, I'm not sure.
I think it's 2:30.
Lisa, what time is that thing on the...
She just put me headphones. 2:30.
2:30, right.
Anyway, here's what I was calling Alan about. Tomorrow, there's a station-wide, and I guess all...
Mandatory.
All Infinity stations will be having this here at WJFK in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's tomorrow at 12:30. We're having a staff meeting, mandatory. All personnel must show up for the mass viewing of the annual CBS sexual harassment video.
It's a new one, right? A brand new one?
That's what I understand. That's what I understand. And I was going to call Alan and ask him if he's going to supply popcorn.
It stars Carmen Electra.
No, actually, it stars Charlie and Lisa.
Oh, well, well. story.
And
so we all have to be there. And I liked your call. They said, "Do you, you and Mike, want to have a little separate viewing of it?" And Don said, "No, we want to watch it with everybody else."
Yeah, I mean, they were
it's
nice.
More fun that way.
They were nice enough to say that one day next week. You know, really, I mean, like I said to Jason Tony when he came down there, he said, "Why do we even have to watch it?"
Right.
And he said, "Well, you have to watch it." I said, "Well, can't we just say that we watched it and really want, you know, not watch it?" He said, "No, everybody has to watch it." He said, "But the whole staff is watching it tomorrow at 12:30, so I guess..."
I want to sit next to Rhea when we watch it. Thank you very much.
And I want to sit next to you. Why do we watch it? Because last year, it was the video was so incredibly bad, and everybody was so uptight, no one would laugh. Like when the woman came over and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And the guy said something like, "You are so hot, I really wish that we could engage in some type of personal relationship here at the radio station." And then, you know, the woman, the bad actress, reading right. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, no.
Where, you know, they're reading off the cards. They haven't bothered to learn the dialogue.
Hey, Buzz, you ought to bring a videotape in.
Yeah, I should.
See if we can pull the old bait and switch.
A good idea.
Right before.
Oh, put one of Andrew Blake's finest on.
Yeah, it's quality.
You know how they always start with, like, those 900 numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of those things.
They get things rolling.
Oh, like on that clown porn we were watching this week?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they start with all these, like, 25 money shots in a row?
Let's put it on right now.
Jesus, hold on. Let me try Bobby. Maybe she has information on this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, will this be the same video you watched last year?
I hope it's... I've heard...
I hope it's the same one I watched last year.
I missed it last year.
I heard it's an update.
No, you didn't, Buzz. You watched it with all the other employees.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
I heard it's a new updated version.
Ah, good. More modern.
Better looking women in it.
Andrew Blake directed this one.
Somebody told me Mel's in it.
Really?
Well, the actor apparently looks like...
Oh, Mel. I see.
I don't have to take it anymore.
What haven't I done for you?
With a body like that, you can go places.
What haven't I done for you? Let's have sex. Right here at the CBS branch of whatever this is.
You know, and the thing is, because it's a radio station...
Nobody's picking up the
phone. We're a little more freeform around here than many corporations.
Just showbiz.
Well, nobody...
They want us to be more banker-like, you know?
That's silly.
All right, I'll try. Let me try Lady Joan.
I think we ought to have the same atmosphere as any Hooters restaurant.
Let me try,
address code.
Lady Joan.
Joan L?
Yeah, J-L. Mm-hmm. J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo.
She's not answering me.
What the hell is there anybody working here today?
You know
what about, Julie?
Oh, is everybody going out at the, Terry going away party?
They're already there. All right, you think so?
Yeah, honey.
What time do
you... Yeah, we could probably call them out of the restaurant.
Call Bridget.
What time did Terry's going? We have Terry Anderson. Miss Terry is leaving. She's.
I'll be staying at the Marriott.
She's.
Way to go, Rob.
Party's not supposed to start till 5:30.
5:30. What time is it?
4:15.
Oh yeah, 4:17.
Well,
this is Julie. I'll be out of the office traveling on business.
Steve's down.
Thursday, January 23rd. If you.
Well, Steve's at the bar every day now. Yeah. How about Steve Johnson?
At two, Steve Johnson.
It's his office.
Well, we can't get a hold of anybody.
Oh, I could have been the top dog.
To comment on the mass viewing of the CBS sexual harassment video, suffice it to say, tomorrow we will have news on that for you.
I hear it's in color.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Trying someone else?
Yeah, and I'm just trying people at random. See if anybody here...
We'll pick up the phone?
We'll pick up the phone. There's only like 75 people that work at this radio station.
Has there been a memo put out about it?
I think it's just one of those word-of-mouth things.
Yeah. I got an email.
Did you really? You didn't get an email, did you?
I did.
Now, let me call.
You got an email?
For the video, yeah.
Dear Rob...
Good
day. Hey, Wendell.
Hey, what's up?
Here's our engineer, Wendell Hall.
Yeah.
Wendell, it's Don and Mike. Wendell, are you coming to the movies tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get an email invitation?
Yeah. It's my invitation only.
What did it say? Because we didn't receive the email invitation.
It said there'll be three showings, one tomorrow and two next week. The last showing, which I think was 7 tomorrow, Jason Tony was saying only had two takers. So I said, why don't we combine that and Dennis's thing?
Well, also they're really running it like a real motion picture. They'll be showing it at 1:30 and then again at 7.
Did they have more copies of the tape last year?
No, there was just one copy of the tape. And as a matter of fact, the bait and switch was pulled with that.
Oh, really?
Not on purpose. But Edgar got it stuck in the VCR up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And to get it out, I had to break the case. Well, needed another case for the tape. Had a case laying around. Unfortunately, it was labeled Wild Urges 2.
Wild Orgies or Wild Urges?
Wild Orgies 2. Wild Orgies 2. I was sitting around here for a little while.
No. All right, Wendell, well, I guess we'll see you at the movies tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, see you there.
Keep your hand on my popcorn.
I will.
See ya.
Bye.
If you miss the viewing tomorrow, I understand they're also showing it during halftime of the Super Bowl. If you want to change channels, you can, you can check
out. Who wants their popcorn buttered?
Here it is. Oh. Here it is. And Mike, I guess you should check your email because you and I are listed on the to list here.
Oh, really?
I didn't get this on my email at home.
No.
Subject, programming meeting. Due to low turnout, only two people, I am rescheduling the video viewing party. which was slated for 7 p.m. tomorrow to Tuesday at 7 p.m. There will still be a meeting tomorrow at 12:30, those who wish to attend at that time, and the Don and Mike show staff have a viewing scheduled for next week.
Well, I want to go to the next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
And you can go to more than one if you want.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the 12:30 for obvious reasons. It just wreaks havoc with my schedule.
Well, I'll be at the 12:30.
You're going to do the 12? Well, we want to talk about it, so I'll come to the 12:30 tomorrow.
But I don't want to go to the one after the show. I like going home afterward.
Well, I want to go to the one that's going to have the most staff at it.
Well, it says right here in this email, so far only a handful of you have confirmed attendance for the 12:30 viewing tomorrow.
Viewing party.
Please write back to me with the time and date you plan to attend and view the Infinity Non-Discrimination and Anti-Harassment video.
Right.
It's mandatory that each Infinity employee views this video.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Do you think anybody would be offended if I came in a robe and pajamas?
Try Jason Tony again.
I will.
Does Jason Tony even have his number up here on the employee thing? Yeah, there it is. 872. Okay, hold on. I think you should dress like Elliot Gould did in Ocean's 11.
How did he dress? I didn't see Ocean's 11.
Silk pajamas.
Oh, silk pajamas. All right.
Big glasses.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Jason Tony.
Hi, Don.
Hi. How many people are coming to the 12:30 showing?
Well, a lot of people have written me back about that. When I put my foot down, I say write me back. Damn it, they usually do. Right. And the whole business office is coming, so that's Bobby and Terry and all the ladies.
Baby. Do we know who's starring in it this year?
No. We were trying to figure that out. We don't know if this is the same video with the guy, the actor. There was an actor in the old video that looks just like Mel.
Right.
Gray hair, but dark black eyebrows, just like Mel. Huh. And we don't know if it's the same one or not.
I'm pretty excited.
But I just got bad news that the tape's not even here yet, so we may have to cancel the viewing tomorrow.
Huh. Well, let us know.
Yeah. Where would the tape? What, is there only one tape for all the stations?
It's on the way from corporate.
Right.
I don't know if it would go with the way the company does things to just pass around one tape for all the stations. But,
right. And then say it's going to be here tomorrow, and then it'll be here the day after, and then 10 days later it won't be here.
Right. Well, if it doesn't come today by 5 o'clock, I'll make sure to let you guys know so you don't show up tomorrow for nothing.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Very good.
There you go.
You know that the most crowded viewing will be at 12:30 tomorrow because that's when people can watch it and have it count as part of their business day.
There you go.
You got that right, Robbie. I know we have to break, but Mike, I want to just tell you.
Yes.
This was what I was talking about in the Washington Post today, in the sports section.
All right.
I'm reading all this junk about the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, I'm feeling so good about our pick that Monday that this guy's going to have to jump into the truck full of manure.
Right.
Because we're picking the Raiders.
Right.
Study. NFL linemen more likely to have sleep condition. Pro football players are far more likely to have a serious and health-damaging sleep problem than the general public. The condition, traditionally associated with obese and middle-aged men, may affect as many as a third of football linemen, many who weigh 300 pounds or more. And now this is what caught my interest. What do you have, Mike? People afflicted with obstructive sleep apnea typically stop breathing dozens of times a night for periods of at least 10 seconds. And it goes on to...
That's what happened to me.
And it has more stuff that you don't need to hear about.
You know,
should I be happy like being like a football player or just the, you know, the obese thing?
I think you should, you know, put yourself in the football player category.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Rugged, tough.
Finding like that Elliott. Sleep apnea occurs tough, yeah. often in football players suggests the condition may be more common in younger men than anyone realized. Let me see. If these guys who are physically fit and mostly muscle have sleep apnea,
right, like
it's
me.
Quite likely that other men in worse shape of similar size will experience the disorder.
I don't know about them.
Let me see. 14% of the group had 10 or more episodes per hour in which they stopped breathing.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Offensive and defensive linemen accounted for 85%
right.
of sleep apnea in the NFL. Let me see. That sleep apnea is blah, blah, blah. We asked the right questions. Let me see. And then weight loss is usually the first step. The alternatives are wearing a dental appliance that keeps the lower jaw jutted or wearing a sleep mask that delivers slightly pressurized air
That's
to
me.
The throat.
That's me. Hey, you know what? I think that I'm not, even when I don't wear it now because of using that pressurized air, it's changed the way I sleep. Mm. And I don't always have the same condition when I don't use the mask.
As many football players find both options uncomfortable.
Well, it is. Let me tell you something. I use it, and I've gotten used to it, but it does take some getting used to because it's like sleeping, you know, on the Apollo 13. I mean,
I found this for you.
Right.
So if you're ever out and you do meet that skank that you want to bang.
I said I have to keep this on my face because of my old football injury.
Right.
That's
so
exactly what I'll
hold
say.
Hold on to that article from today's Washington Post because it says that football players are suffering from that.
Right.
And it's the same thing with all the exact same stuff that you talked about, all your conditions.
And then I'll tell her, what I'll do is I'll read the first sentence in paragraph two and say the condition is traditionally associated with the obese and sedentary men. Who are afflicted with this disorder. No, I'll just throw in the football thing.
I didn't read that part. I also didn't read further down about the heart attacks.
I didn't
read that part either.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I think it's on the first page of the foot is the heart attack part.
Right. Many of whom weigh 300 pounds or more. Obstructive. Difficulty concentrating. Higher risk of car accidents and high blood pressure. They also appear to have a higher lifetime risk of heart attacks, congestive heart failure, or strokes.
Wow.
So, hey, baby, would you like to come over and see my hose?
Hey, but once again, you're as timely as today's headline.
You know, I got this right in time for this article to... weight loss is usually the first step in the treatment of sleep apnea. Right.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Whatever.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you? I'm going to be in a porno movie. Screw the establishment. Use drugs. Get a gun. Call women bitches. Hoes. Disrespect everybody. And you'll still do okay. We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh,
I busted my butt.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hold snap out of them, will you?
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
Right.
Super Bowl XXXVII. This weekend. You know that, I know that, we all know that. When we were up in Philly, we were talking about how last weekend the town of Philadelphia was seen very much assured that the Eagles were going to make it.
Yeah.
It was a giant rally down at City Center. The mayor was there, 200,000 people.
Incredible, the city went wild.
Anyway,
wild.
I've saved this all week. Monday, of course, now, keep in mind, I'm not even going to give the people who took this ad in the paper the benefit of the doubt of saying, well, it was a late game.
Right.
The Eagles-Bucks game was at 3 o'clock
yep.
on Sunday.
The paper goes to bed much later, though.
Yeah. The game was over at 6 o'clock.
And it might not be the people that did the ad. It might be the people in the newspaper. It doesn't matter. The ad was in the paper.
Right. This is in Monday's Philadelphia Inquirer. You'll notice the date, Monday, January 20, 2003. Big headline, Buccaneers 27, Eagles 10. And the stories go on. Called weak offensive line for Bucs proves otherwise. There's a picture of Simeon Rice knocking the ball out of Donovan McNabb's hands.
That happened a lot.
And right next to that is this ad. Big ad has the Eagles logo.
Right.
Super Bowl 37, San Diego, January 23rd through 27th.
Hmm.
See the Eagles in the Super Bowl in sunny San Diego.
And that's what we want to do.
And we're going to call them now.
See if it's too late to get Eagles tickets.
Tell them we'd like to buy the Eagles package. 800.
And that's all we're going to say. We're interested in the Eagles. Is it too late to get in on the Eagles package?
Mm-hmm. I think at the beginning of this, I got to again do the thing where you got asked the permission to go on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, you reached the...
Oh. Pro Sports. They can't take the call. Leave a message.
Oh, that's a drag.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll return the call. Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go. Hi. My name is Don.
Hi, I'm Mike, and we got a last-minute request if you have them available.
We were reading your ad in Monday's Philadelphia Inquirer. And we would like to see the Eagles in sunny San Diego.
We are hoping it's not too late to get in on the Eagles package for the Super Bowl.
I see in your ad that you ran in Monday's Philadelphia Inquirer that our package to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl contains round-trip air, hotel, transfers, game tickets, and more.
And we'd like to get in on that Eagles package.
Yeah, we love the Eagles. We couldn't be happier about the Super Bowl. And again, I'm looking at your ad in the Monday Philadelphia Inquirer, the Monday edition that has the headline, Buccaneers 27, Eagles 10.
I'd also like to know if any Eagles merchandise will be included in the package, like jerseys or hats or T-shirts.
NFC champions, that type of stuff.
Right. And I don't want just the generic kind. I'd like the green one, you know.
And we want to be in a section with Eagles fans exclusively.
We've heard that you can do that. You can actually specify the Eagles section at the Super Bowl. So we want to know if it's too late to get the tickets because we know it's late in the week and we just got the time off.
Because frankly, I want to tell you something. I don't believe all this other stuff that I ran in the newspaper that day where I'm saying it says, ouch, that hurt. Buccaneers 27, Eagles 10. McNabb searches for answers. After falling short again, the questions are tougher this time around.
We know that those are typos because otherwise you wouldn't have put your ad in the paper for Monday.
And right here, whoever works for the Inquirer, they must be dyslexic because it says Buccaneers 27, Eagles 10. And I know that the score must be the other way around because certainly the good people at www.prosportstix.com would not be so stupid as to run an ad the day after the Eagles lost the game.
Right. No.
Urging fans to buy their Eagles Super Bowl ticket.
We've been mocked by our coworkers that say we don't even know the score of the game, and our simple response is, then why would there possibly be the offer of a trip to San Diego to see the Eagles if they'd lost the game? And we know that they're all wrong.
We keep telling these people, go to www, and I'll spell it, prosportstix.com. www.prosportstix.com. We've said, ha, you don't believe us? Go to that website. And look at the Monday, January 20th edition of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
We keep telling these idiots around here, if it was a Tampa victory, then why aren't you selling the Tampa package?
And incidentally...
People are so stupid.
We realize it's the end of the week, so obviously for us, price is no option.
Absolutely.
We want to be, and if possible... Can we have seats next to Birdman?
Oh, please.
You know, the crazy guy that wears that Eagles getup with the Superman cape?
If you can't do that, just make sure you get us in the Eagles section, because that's what we want.
Yeah, I mean, if we're surrounded by Tennessee Titans fans, that really is going to piss us off.
Now, incidentally, when we go to the games, we do get TV time, because, My friend Don here paints himself silver, and I paint myself green.
And as we were thinking about bringing our friends Rob and Buzz and Charlie, and we'll all take our shirts off, it would be E-A-G-L-E-S on our big bellies.
Yes, written in the green stuff.
And, but again, all of this is based on you, and I can't tell you how many people have said to us, we're out of our minds. They keep trying to tell us that the Eagles lost the game.
Wrong.
And we say, how can that be? Yeah. Because right here is a quarter page ad in the newspaper saying, Eagles, Super Bowl 37, see the Eagles in sunny San Diego.
They don't want to listen, but why would you spend all that money on an Eagles ad in the paper if they'd lost the game?
The day after.
God.
I don't get it.
People just don't pay attention, but we're paying attention to your ad.
But we do.
We want to go.
And we want to go first class. Right. We want to go first class.
All the way.
We love the Eagles so much, I want to tell you.
Oh, did you mention the Eagles Hotel?
Yeah, we want to stay at the same hotel as the Eagles.
If possible.
And
we know it's short notice.
And I know that the Eagles leave to go to the game about 3 hours before. We'd like to somehow, and again, price is no object here.
Right.
We'd like to be included in the caravan of cars that follows the Eagles buses to the stadium in San Diego.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
And now I know I'm getting ahead of myself here, but, and again, price is no object. If there's any way that you could get us into the Eagles locker room after they win the game.
We know that there's certain companies that do provide that.
And I know that
your recording time is about to expire. Okay. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
I will. Okay. Yeah. Eat me.
Moron.
Dumbass.
Come on, what are you doing? Like, it's not bad enough the Eagles fans had to suffer through that loss.
Stupid douchebag.
Your message has been sent.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I've been waiting all week to do that.
That's got to be, you know, really, that's got to be the most painful thing to read.
Eagles package.
Ouch. God.
Stupid. We do have someone who's at the game. His name is Charles Broyhill.
Our correspondent.
Now, I want to tell you something that Charlie, as you know, he's our producer. He is also not a great communicator.
Right.
I want to tell you that we're going to get insight on the Super Bowl here. I want to tell you that he's talked to the players, that he's got a feel for the game, but that's not going
to
happen.
Now, all he's done is gone after the San Diego Zoo to see some of his relatives.
See his mom. Show his parents some pictures of Lisa.
Going out for the annual family poop throw.
So let's call him now live in San Diego. Charles Broyhill will be covering the game. I guess he's working for Westwood One. Is that what he's doing?
I believe he's doing something.
The Sprint voice mailbox of
course.
Charlie. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Wasn't he supposed to be available?
Yeah, of course he was.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs.
Oh, man! You know, sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself up.
Thanks. Lisa, where is the man whose balls you love?
I love Charlie's balls again.
Where is he?
I just hung up the phone with him. He's at a great, great place in San Diego. He was laughing about being there. I just hung up the phone with him, so call him back. He'll answer.
So you were talking to him while we were calling?
No, but once I heard you got the voicemail, I called him back, and of course he answered for me.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. For you.
Naturally.
We're only doing the show.
Yes, but
you only love his balls.
And?
Right, I know, and, you know.
Right.
Give him the old BJs. You do that a lot?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, here he is now, everybody, live from San Diego. Recently off the phone with his girlfriend. Oh, and Charlie, did Lisa tell you what the big announcement she made on the show today?
No, she did not.
Rob, can you...
We actually are going to preserve it for posterity for years to come, Charlie.
Oh, great.
Lisa came on the show today and said, and I ask you not, she said...
We didn't isolate that yet?
No. She said she loves your balls.
That's great.
So anyway, Here's our man Charlie out of the Super Bowl. And Charlie, what exciting stuff can you tell us that's already been happening out in San Diego?
Well, you know, you've complained sometimes about having done broadcasts from places like Wild World.
Yes.
Today, I am at possibly the lowest event you could do for a live broadcast.
Where are you at?
I'm under a tent at an auto store.
At a what? At an auto store.
An auto parts store.
Wow.
Where they're pre-recording a pregame show that will air sometime Sunday that is nowhere near the game. It's probably 25 minutes outside of San Diego.
Now, why are they at an auto parts store?
It was sold that way, Mike.
Ah, okay.
So it was a client.
Yeah, it's a client event, and the tent is set up in such a way that it's acting more like a parachute, and it's been sliding along the parking lot the whole time.
Now, have you seen any famous celebrities or NFL types out there yet?
Not yet. No, I was at the convention center for the walking through Radio Row.
Charlie, how is Radio Row looking this year?
It was pretty thin. There didn't seem to be as many stations out there this year as there have been in the past.
Not as
much. I think the excitement is worn off of Radio Row.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
I think so.
And you didn't see anybody famous, any football players, when you were at Radio Row?
No, it was too early.
Okay.
Too early. Have you seen, let me see, who do we care about?
I've seen Big Dumb Jim.
Oh, Big Dumb Jim is out there.
My God, does he continue to serve
us? I'm rooming with him.
You're sharing a hotel room with him.
That's right.
Wow. Well, passing on that news to Jim that Lisa gave us today.
That she loves my balls?
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. All right, so that's the update. Today you're in a...
I saw a Shania Twain sound check.
Ah.
Oh, you mean you actually saw Shania?
Uh-huh.
How's she
oh, my God, and that's like your favorite.
She's all right.
She's a piece of ass, right?
Well, she is. I don't know if she loves my balls.
What was she wearing?
Sweats.
Yeah. Charlie's
it was
not,
just a sound check.
It's like interviewing a broken robot.
overall, how would you grade the Super Bowl experience?
B plus.
Okay. Do you see more Raider fans or Buccaneers fans?
More Raider fans.
Yeah, yeah. No
more
surprise
Raiders
there.
Fans.
And
yeah.
Who's the drunkest fan you've seen thus far? It has to be a Raiders fan, right?
Very.
I don't know. There was a group of them when I checked into the hotel. They were just standing around in the lobby, and I couldn't tell who they were supporting. They just were standing there drunk.
Have you purchased any souvenirs yet?
Not yet.
Have you seen, and incidentally...
Do you like a leather jacket, Mike?
You know, that remind me of the old days.
When you, if any of our listeners are lucky enough to be going to the Super Bowl, wait till Monday morning to buy the junk.
Right.
Wait until Monday morning, because all the sweatshirts...
The fire sale of fire sale.
All the sweatshirts that are going to be $60 on Sunday are going to be like $19.95 on Monday.
But nobody ever remembers that at the Super Bowl, of course.
And Charlie, for all of our money fans, what hotel are you staying in?
The Holiday Inn.
The Holiday Inn. Are you close to the location, or are you far out?
I'm pretty far out.
have you seen any of the dickheads from ESPN?
Oh, plenty of them.
Oh, really?
Of them, yeah.
Yes, plenty of them.
Have you seen Mr. Booyah?
Haven't seen him yet.
Haven't seen him. Stuart Scott. He's the guy, we had him on the show one year at the Super Bowl, and goddamn, he came in like he was Will Smith.
Oh,
really,
my
I mean, he
God.
Came in with his entourage, and he sat down like he was a movie star.
Took himself way too seriously.
Talked about himself in third person. All right, Charlie, and the most important question. What have you enjoyed to eat thus far?
Carl's Jr.
You can't beat a good Carl's Jr.
Way to go.
I'm right across the street from a Carl's Jr., and that's why I had a pizza for breakfast.
You had pizza for breakfast?
Yeah, a breakfast pizza.
A breakfast pizza.
Charlie, like crap.
Charlie, hold on. We have questions for you.
Very good.
Don and Mike.
Why? You guys have Charlie on?
Yeah, Charlie's live at the Super Bowl.
What is this? That's the big show for midgets?
The what?
What is this, the big midget show?
I don't get it. I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
Charlie, could Joe Ordinger have a raise?
Oh, it's Joe.
You are like the Uber showstopper, sir.
God damn it, I hate you, my friend. Not you, Charlie, him. All right, well, that's there's your Super Bowl update for today, and I guess we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, I look forward to it.
All right.
Yep, so do I.
see you later.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, Charlie.
See you later, and Lisa says kiss your balls for her.
Mike, why do you hate me?
I don't know, Charlie. It's a long-standing relationship. You know that.
Used to be moments you'd come by the studio and
I know.
Say hi.
I know. What's happened
to
us?
You really cared.
What's happened to us? But, you've got somebody who loves your balls. That's
and
all
it's gentle to them.
Now I'm getting hooked out.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye, Charles. There he is. Charles Broyhill live at the Super Bowl.
That's a segment that didn't need Joe's caller. That guy, you know, hey, midget D.
Kind of worked on its own. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Well, actually, I'm executive partner of an ad agency, and believe it or not, that place that you were picking out of the Philly Inquirer placed an ad in all four cities' newspapers, so those poor schmucks in Nashville got hit with that, too.
Well, then that is just, that's dumb planning by the ad agency.
Well, what happens is most newspapers usually close off the deadline for placing ads, and on Sunday editions, because they have a bunch of schmucks running the presses on Sunday night, they won't strip out the ad.
All right, well, that gives us another good chance to call back as Nashville fans. Thank you.
And play the banjo in the background.
Right, bye. See you later. Hold on a second.
Could do...
200.
I'm calling about the Titans package.
We love our Titans.
We sure'd like to go.
Hi, you reached the office of pros.
Okay. Okay.
Before we can be mother and father.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, shake it up a little bit.
You got it.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello? Father?
Yeah. Your father.
Mother?
And mother.
Mother?
No. We're calling about the Titans package.
Hello, we're reading in the Nashville newspaper. We've never been to a Super Bowl.
Do you have a bus package?
We love the Titans.
I'm bleeding.
We read in our Nashville newspaper.
No.
That the Titans Super Bowl package is available.
We're big Tennessee fans, you know.
My son tells me that I'm getting old, and that the Titans aren't going to the Super Bowl.
We've both always wanted to go to California to see our beloved Tennessee Titans, so could you sell us the Titans package, please?
We've loved the Titans the whole 5 years they've been in Nashville.
We're big football fans. It's been a shot in the arm to Father and I.
Mother loves that Titans coach's mullet.
Oh, I do. He's a fine-looking man, young man, lovely beard, and reminds me of you, Father, from the old days. Yes. We'd like to go to the game.
I'll tell you something else.
Yes?
That colored quarterback, he is really good.
Air McNair.
He is good.
Go, Titans.
And we...
We'd like to sit in the Titans section, though.
If possible, we'd like to stay at the Titans Hotel.
Please, if you could arrange that for us, we'd truly like to play. We're looking forward to the Tennessee Eagles game.
And being as we are from Nashville, we might as well keep all the Old South stereotypes going.
Yes.
We'd like to sit in the section for whites only.
Oh, yes, of course, Father. That would be wonderful. I hope you can sell us the package, young man. Well, we don't like... I hate speaking with the reporter.
So do
scene.
I see the ad, though. Super Bowl 37. See the Titans in sunny San Diego.
Oh, I look forward to San Diego. We're going to go to the zoo as well. Yes.
We love San Diego.
Sell us a ticket package, please.
We want to stay at the hotel, and can you please get us one of those beds where you put the quarter in and the bed shakes and convulses?
We also need the bathtub with the metal bar.
handicapped access.
Don't forget that, Father. The one in the extra heavy-duty bath mat so you don't have a terrible fall.
I never do, Mother.
I know.
Please.
Please help us.
Help two old people. We are die-hard Titans fans.
We will give you all of our life savings to go to the Titans game.
Our children tell us we are dumb. That it says in the newspaper the Raiders beat the Titans, but we believe your ad where it says, see the Titans in sunny San Diego.
We know you wouldn't have put the ad in if they'd lost the game, and that's what kids do. They just don't pay attention in school.
My son, Buzz, locked me in the closet for 4 hours because I said, they did not lose that game.
He was so cruel to you.
Crazy, Pop.
I said, look in the newspaper. You weed-smoking freak. Look, it says, see the Titans in sunny San Diego.
Will you be providing food on the plane?
Since I don't have my teeth, I like most everything in a blender.
Yes, yeah, something liquid. A liquid thing is what Father would like. And I'd just like a cracker with some cheese and maybe a soft drink.
And, of course, we love Jim Beam.
Oh, we do.
We like the hard stuff.
Nothing like whiskey. All we want. And we hope we get whiskey.
Go Titans.
Titans. Will we be able to bring our plastic flasks into the game? And Father brings a plastic flask and a plastic catheter.
I'll tell you what a fan I am.
Yes, Father.
My colostomy bag says, go Titans. It doubles as my seat cushion at the Titans Stadium.
A white and blue bag that you can sit on.
It becomes brown and red during the game.
That should just about cover it as far as I'm concerned. We want to say, go Titans, sell us your package.
And thank goodness for a website like www.prosportsx.com that wouldn't take advantage of the elderly from Nashville when everyone else is saying, oh, the Titans lost. We have it right here in our Nashville newspaper.
Pro Sports Ticks. Speaking of ticks, I got bitten last year. I have the Lyme disease.
But it hasn't stopped you from rooting for your Titans.
No. I root with them. Every Sunday I watch the television with my good eye and say, go Titans.
Say, did you know Nell Carter passed away today?
Oh, she was wonderful.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
F you, dumbasses. It's us again. Douchebags, we just heard you ran the same thing in Nashville.
Your message has been sent.
Okay. There we go.
All right, got that all out of our system.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Where's your
Now, would that have been a piggyback caller on the Joe guy?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's great.
They're like flies.
They are.
Like flies on S. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't get too cocky, my boy, no matter how good you are. Don't ever let them see you coming. That's the gaffe, my friend. You got to keep yourself small, innocuous. Be the little guy. You know, the nerd, the leper. Look at me. Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you? That's your only weakness, as far as I can see.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love Charlie Falls.
Shut up, shut up.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I love Charlie Falls.
Ah! Hey, all right.
Wow. Hey. I got the message. I hear you, for goodness sake.
I do have to give Lisa a call here, though, for a couple of quick...
I love Charlie Falls.
All right.
Shut up, shut up.
A couple of quick show notes here, and then I've got something for you. Hold on, wrong number. That's it, 467.
Cooking it.
Titty Bar.
What up, Don?
Let me mention here that Lisa got a call today from the program director of POS radio station WHTK in Rochester.
Yes.
Which is just an awful AM station that has like 5 watts. And what was that news? We had some decent ratings.
Yeah, it was 6-7 for fifth place. What was that? What did I tell you? Men 18?
No, it was adults 25-54, I thought.
Yes, that's what it was. And he was very pleased, and he wants us to come up. No. Sometime very soon.
Not a chance.
No way.
But anyway, on a piece of... I almost said the word.
Yeah.
On a POS station
right.
like that, we want to say thank you to the people of Rochester.
Amen.
That it's the first time I think that the station has ever been in the top 10 ratings, period.
Bravo.
In any demographic.
Way to go, Rochester.
Adults 25-54, they gave us fifth place.
Or I should say it properly, Rochester.
Now, we don't know what the rest of the numbers are. You know, we'll find out. We'll let you know.
Good.
I'm sure they're not as impressive, but that's the guy. What was the guy's mood like when he called?
Very upbeat. I speak to him on a semi-regular basis.
What is his name? I might call him.
Jeff. I'll get the phone number.
I got it right here.
Gonna call Jeff. Give Jeff a call.
And the other question I had for you was, when's the last time Leah's sister called?
I went back and forth with her yesterday.
Leah Remini's sister is calling, wondering when we are going to set up Angelo Pagan's.
Pagan.
Set up the bachelor party.
His Vegas bachelor party?
At Bellagio in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
And if that's the case, if Leah Remini, TV star Leah Remini, really wants us to do that, then I think we got to be in the wedding party.
The wedding party or invited to the wedding?
I think, no. We got to be like ushers or something. We have to be involved in the wedding in some way.
Flower girls.
I was going to say, ushers might not be right because you're closer to the bride than the groom. How about ring bearers?
All right, well, I guess start looking into that.
Okay, I'm waiting to get dates for their hiatus.
Ah, very good.
All right.
If we have that, then we're going to go from there and plan on, you know, who's going to go, when we're going to go, what we're going to do, where we're going to stay.
Because it's funny, TV star Leah Remini really is serious about us putting together the bachelor party for her for her boyfriend.
At Bellagio.
And I think that there should be a bachelorette party held simultaneously.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey!
Goodbye.
Others!
Goodbye. Let me see. Rochester, New York.
Yay!
Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Right here we go.
Rochester.
Let's call the station up.
We've been on up there for a long time.
Since 1993.
Wow.
So we finally got ratings.
Good news.
It only took 10 years.
Delightful.
What's the guy that she said she
talked to? The area code you have dialed, 716.
Yes.
Has been changed.
We call regularly.
Wonderful.
585. Please hang up.
585.
585, okay.
Shall we play our game?
Name is Jeff, Buzz?
Yes,
Jeff it is.
Jeff, all right.
Jeff Christie.
Jeff Christie. KQV.
Jeff Christie.
I'm going to ride.
Vanity Fair.
Summon the air, Vanity Fair, hitching a ride. Jeff Christie, KQV.
You tell it's a well-oiled machine.
Well, it's after 5 o'clock.
We're celebrating.
We're probably at a ratings party.
Probably.
Thank you for calling WHAM WHTK.
There you are.
Please stop and listen to this message.
Right now.
Due to a temporary high volume of calls, our operator is busy helping other customers.
Oh, God.
You may do any one of the following during this message.
Listen to this.
And only during this message.
Get bent.
If you know your party's extension, may dial it at any time during this message.
Or a directory.
To dial by your party's last name, press 4.
What's his last name?
You will then be prompted to spell your party's last name.
Lisa, do you know what his last name is?
Please be sure of the proper spelling of the person you're trying to call. If you have a news tip and want to talk to someone in the newsroom, dial 5.
I have a news tip.
The system will then forward you to the newsroom. If your choice is to do nothing, you will be put on hold, and the operator will assist you as soon as possible.
In the order you
call. Thank you for your patience.
I hate this crap.
What do we think the guy's last name is?
It starts with H-O-W, according to Lisa.
Daniel.
Please hold. Someone will be with you shortly.
Oh, I think it's too late now.
You think so?
Yeah. Had to be during this recording.
Hello, I heard somebody say hello, I thought.
Only during this recording.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
If you choose to do nothing and sit on your obese ass...
Good afternoon, Clear Channel Communications.
Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on your radio station. Yeah. Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on your radio station right now. Is Jeff there?
Jeff Howland?
Yes.
You want me to page him for you?
Yeah, please.
One moment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only if it's not too much trouble.
Thanks.
She was excited to talk to us.
Right. Sure.
One moment, please.
Big fan. All right. Listen to the show every day out there in your cubicle.
Jeff's out of the country.
Now Lisa says, I just got a voicemail from him.
He's picking sugarcane in Cuba.
No. Now, boy, she says, here's the instant messages.
All right.
I'll be so glad when Charlie gets back.
Oh, God.
The instant message says, I just got his voicemail. Then she writes back, no. Then she writes back, I called him. I know. I don't.
Why is she calling him when we're calling him?
I don't know.
Why is she doing that?
Why was she calling Charlie when
we were calling Charlie?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wasn't calling Charlie when you were calling Charlie. I had hung up with him, then you guys tried. You got his voicemail, so I dialed back.
I love Charlie's balls.
I do.
Did you tan today?
Yes.
You got a little red.
You think? And when you guys were trying to navigate through that map there, I just picked up the phone and tried to do it, too. So
why don't you just pick up that little thing you have in his ear and tell him what the extension is or something like that?
Because I dialed the last name. I didn't have an extension.
I'm sorry. You're holding for Jeff?
Yes.
And he did not answer his page.
Oh. Well, is he in the building?
You know what? I'm not sure. It may be that he's left for the day.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of the Don and Mike show?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like that show?
I actually haven't listened to you.
Oh. Oh. So you know it's
sorry.
Us.
But right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell Jeff that we said thanks for nothing.
That's
the message.
That's
that I guess.
Oh, you know what? You can leave that message on his voicemail.
No, you do it. Write it down.
Just the message from Don and Mike.
Pick up a pen and use your hand.
To Jeff, thanks for nothing. That I guess we got some good ratings today, but he's not available to tell us about that.
You still have that little tray that you know where you put the paper messages in it?
Actually, no, we don't.
You mean you don't have to write down any messages at all? Ever?
I'll leave here. Hold on.
Who was that?
Who's that in the background? Hello?
Who was that?
Actually, we're going to find Jeff Howlett for you.
Wow.
He is in the building.
Oh, wow. So you were wrong.
This is the magic of doing a live radio show. Rob is playing
like
pass.
Train scramble.
Rob is doing the Soul Train Scramble with me right now.
I
have four letters.
I can
here.
Only imagine.
Let's see if you can guess what what the word is.
Yeah, there's one.
Well,
not necessarily in that order, right?
What are the words?
I got it already, Don.
What are the letters?
The letters are TNN. No, TN, whatever.
T,
right.
U,
yeah.
C, and M.
Wow.
Now, let me see. Can I figure that out?
Is Jeff there? Hello? Hello?
Tunk.
No.
Hello?
Not
tunk. It's nut.
Oh, no, no. I got it.
Nut.
Oh, it's that bad
rhymes
word.
Rhymes with dust.
Yes.
It's that bad word that you
call that's
a lady.
Not nice.
Oh, no.
That's not nice.
I won the Soul Train Scramble.
How unfortunate.
All right.
Hello?
Here's Sister Sledge.
Jeff? You know what? I'm going to...
You know, this is a well-oiled machine.
F him. Rob, I'm going to put it on hold.
Okay.
Let me know when he's there. Because
right.
I told my brother I'd call him. Let me see. My brother, 262. Want to get a Jaguar update from my brother.
Yes. We haven't talked to Jim since you told that story on Monday about the car that he wanted.
Right, that he wants a $25,000 Jaguar.
Maybe he acquired the financing.
And he wanted to get the car and then pay me $50 a month. Hey, hi. What's happening?
Not much. I'm getting unloaded here in Salt Lake.
Salt Lake City. My brother foolishly asked me during the commercials. He
right.
said, are you guys on in Salt Lake? And I said...
No, not Utah.
I said, yeah, we were
yeah.
for about a week.
Yeah, about a week before they pulled the plug.
Why'd they do that?
Well, you know, because of the show.
No, I don't know why, because of the show.
Well, because Mormons and our show don't go together real well.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
get it?
Yeah. So, listen,
yeah.
Did you get the check to get the car fixed?
No, I didn't get the car fixed.
What did you do?
Deposited the check in my account. I got to wait about 10 days.
Why?
Because they got to put a hold on it.
Put a hold on what? They have to put a hold on what?
On your check.
Why?
Because they won't cash it for 7 days.
Oh, an out-of-state check.
No.
Yeah.
Don, I told you should have wired the money.
You should just tell them to call the bank. We have the money in the bank.
I asked them that, and they said they can't even call the bank down the street to verify checks.
Huh. They can't call the bank down the street. Okay, well, the money is there. How are you going to spend the money? What are you going to do?
I'll probably just get another car. Fix the Cadillac in the spring.
There you go. Now that's a car.
Now,
solid.
Now tell me, this whole thing with the Jaguar was way out of left field.
What do you mean it was way out of left field? It's a good deal for $2,500.
$2,500.
Now $2,500. I thought you wanted $25,000.
No.
What kind of a Jaguar can you get for $2,500?
It's a XJS. It's a 1986.
Yeah.
What else do you need to know?
And it's only $2,500.
Yeah.
But aren't those things like impossible to maintain?
No, you got to maintain them. They're known for a few flaws, just like the 6-cylinder Jags. They always leak oil out of the front main. That's just the way they are. You just got to, I don't know, work on them yourself, I guess.
Uh-huh. So I guess when you called Frida, you said to her, from one Jag lover to another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a Jag.
Always wanted a Jag.
Well, now you got $1,000. Can you come up with a $1,500?
Yeah.
So you going to get the Jag?
Maybe. If I make it home Saturday.
Why wouldn't you make it home?
Because I'm in Salt Lake.
Right.
I got to get reloaded tomorrow morning, then I got to haul ass back to Wisconsin.
All right, well, regardless if you make it back Saturday, let's say you don't make it back till Monday.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, probably because the guy will be at work and I'll be back out on the road again.
Oh, I understand. So you want to see him on the weekend.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you'll be hauling ass. What do you think your average speed will be on the way back to Wisconsin?
Probably about 80.
Now, the Jaguar, I'll tell you, the one you're talking about, especially, I can't imagine in Wisconsin, in the middle of winter, that thing's going to be any good in the snow.
We haven't really had a lot of snow, and you know, if we don't get snow for another 3 weeks, we probably won't get any.
You got a Cadillac right now?
Yeah.
What kind?
Fleetwood, the Elegance.
Attaboy. Why don't you get? You ought to just.
I like that big boat. I'm not getting rid of that.
There you go.
No, it's just a blown head gasket with that, and I can fix it for a couple $100 this spring.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, but these shops, they want like $1,600 to fix it.
So the $1,000 that I sent you, what are you going to use that for?
Probably work out a deal with a guy on that Jaguar, if he still has it.
And what kind of deal are you going to work out with him?
He was talking about trading some work for the rest of the money, so.
Oh, all right.
What kind of work?
Carpentry work, stuff like that.
I got you. And
yeah, those Jags, they're all over the place for the 86s. They're pretty cheap.
So you fancy yourself as a Jaguar type guy?
Oh yeah, man! I've always loved them.
Nice leather.
I like the SJS, as a matter of fact.
Nice leather interior.
Yes.
You understand, Jimmy? It goes against the typecast that we have of you. One of the Earth.
What typecast do you have driving?
Yeah. Well, now you're an Earth dog. You love hunting. You love killing defenseless animals.
What we picture you driving is what you're driving back to Wisconsin.
Oh
Oh, a big truck.
Yeah, I mean, and you love your remote control boats and your remote control cars. And
I think I said the other day when we were talking about this, the Jag wouldn't look real good with a deer hanging off of it.
You never know. I'll have to get one and take a picture and send it to you. You know, like they do in Texas, they put them bullhorns on the front.
There you go.
Well, I got a rack from an 8-pointer I'll mount on the front of it.
All right, well, you know, boy, I always hate to be in this position, but have you thought about, Rob, you're off the phone with the guy in Rochester?
Yeah, I spoke to the Big C at the front desk,
yeah.
And she said, I don't believe her, but she said she had someone looking around for him.
Right.
But I don't think she did.
So he wasn't there.
She's pretty sure he's gone for the day, but I reiterated your message.
Yeah,
okay, but
thanks for nothing.
Jimmy, what about the thought of taking the $200 or whatever it would be to get I thought you said it would take $200 to get the car fixed.
Yeah.
Cadillac fixed.
Right.
Yeah, that's doing it myself, and it's way too cold now.
All right, but hold on. So you take the $200, you go in the cold garage, you fix the car, and then you pocket $800, and maybe you put that towards rent, electricity, rather than just shoot the wad on buying the Jag.
Man, I like shooting the wad.
Okay. All right.
No, it's way too cold. We don't have a garage anyway. But it's way too cold. Man, when I left, it was like 5 below 0.
So the 1,000 that you got was not really an emergency.
Well, yeah, because I gotta have some wheels. Marnie took me to work yesterday to get the truck.
And those wheels are going to be
exact. I have no wheels.
Well, hold on. Wait a second. You don't have any wheels. But your girlfriend has a car.
Yeah, she's got a new Blazer.
She has a brand new Blazer.
Yeah.
And when you called me, you said you needed $1,000 to get your car fixed. When really,
to get another one.
Right, but when you mentioned getting another one, you never mentioned getting a Jaguar.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't see the Jaguar until Saturday.
What else were you looking at?
There was a Thunderbird, couple Cougars, you know, stuff like that, a couple of Buicks.
Now, I hate to be like a ball buzz, but have you ever thought of, like, a Toyota Camry? I mean...
you picture me driving a truck. You really picture me driving a Camry?
Or a Blazer.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you know, a Hyundai, a Kia, something that gets, like, 50 miles to the gallon.
A Cooper Mini. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Here's my truck phone. Hold on.
All right.
Truck phone.
The truck phone.
Hello?
The truck phone is ringing.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Where at?
He's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll scratch paper.
The guy can dream.
800-727.
You're listening to Jimmy Work.
945.
Now, I
think he would drive a Bentley.
I still need those talents, though. Okay. Just Scott. When's it load?
I do love him.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I'll tell you that. I do love him.
I ain't
buying him Jaguar.
Working hard.
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me a reload. Idaho Falls to Chicago.
Oh, right. There you go.
Okay, so you're on your way home then.
After I get my tablets put back on here, yeah, I'll haul ass up to Idaho Falls and get reloaded in the morning and beat feet back.
A lot of ass hauling going on.
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right.
A lot of ass.
Sure, I'm glad I busted my ass to get you that money right away because it was such an emergency and all.
Well, I could have gotten a car Saturday, but then we talked to the bank, and the bank said, because we told the bank it was going to be emergency money, see if Marnie could cash it on her account and all that, and they says, no, out-of-state check especially. Mm. They got to wait 7 to 10 days.
All right, well, so I guess my fault. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
Okay.
No, if I don't get the Jag, I'll probably get, like, there's a Buick Regal. A couple blocks down, that the guy's asking my $1,200. It looks like a pretty good car.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's all I'm saying.
You know, and like I say, you know, it's way too cold to fix the Cadillac right now. I could fix it, but it's just going to be a lot of taking off, tearing the motor down to get to the head gasket.
I'm amazed it broke down in the first place.
I am too.
Just think,
it's a good car.
Just think sensibly about where you are in life and when the transportation that would suit you the best.
And maybe it'll put the other money towards the stuff like, you know, rent, electricity, right, you know, pot, whatever it is that you buy. All right, dude. Well, as long as you're okay, then I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can get back Saturday night, Sunday, I'm probably going to go get something.
All right, well, call me and let me know what you end up getting.
Okay. You going to be around this weekend?
Yeah, of course, Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Who you
I didn't know if you were going someplace to see it or do what. I don't know.
No, I'll be at home. Who?
I'll keep track of you.
Who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Oakland.
Raiders.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, have you ever thought about how great that would look if you mounted a gun rack on the back of a Jag?
No, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but he will
now. I'll think about it on the way home.
There you go.
All right. Okay, I'll see you later. All right.
Maybe I'll call you tonight.
All right. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for our vast listening audience?
Keep hauling ass.
Keep hauling ass. That's what I like when he goes back to the theme.
All right, dude. I love you. I will see you later.
All right, bro.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so it wasn't...
I know what your problem is.
It wasn't 25,000.
I know what your problem is.
It was 2,500.
But it doesn't matter. I know what your deal is.
It's not the money.
It's the fact that he called you, said he had an emergency, give me the money as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I remember on Friday, you and your wife were scrambling to get that money out to him ASAP because he had a broken down car. It was like he was on the side of the road with smoke coming out of the car.
He said, and I need this money.
And then it becomes a Jaguar that he wants, you know, to buy.
Okay, whatever. I love him. More power to him. You know, in my mind, it's a funny picture.
Yeah.
It's almost worth paying the money just to have the mental picture of him driving around Milwaukee.
There's Jimmy.
In a Jaguar.
Driving a wonderful Jaguar.
Let's see if we can make your Super Bowl party a little better right now.
Very good.
We got $100. So you can go buy some booze or some food for the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Chance for one person to win the money right now. We haven't played this game for a long time. It's something we call Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee, a very simple game, very easy to play.
And we will play this with you and your in-laws.
Very good.
So here's the setup. You got to be a married guy or a married girl.
Mm-hmm.
Call us up. And you give us the phone number of your in-laws.
Okay.
And you guess the last time that your mother and father-in-law did the dirty deed.
Extra credit is given to those people who are older.
Yeah. And if you get it within, well, when we figure out how old they are.
Yeah, it's very subjective. If they're like 80, we use years. If they're in their 50s, we...
It'll be like within 2 or 3 days.
Absolutely.
But anyway, if you get close enough that we think you've actually guessed the Whoopee... You'll get $100 for your Super Bowl party. And it's always awkward when you're asking your in-laws on the radio.
When's the last time they did it?
So if you want to play, call us now. Only one person gets a chance. 877-365-3636. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we got a good Oxbig and Latouris for you on today's show. Super Bowl time. That's coming up. Before we get to guests, Olivia, I do want to say goodbye to one of our best friends that's worked here at WJFK for, I think, the whole 13 years we've been here.
I believe she's been here from day number one.
Miss Terry Anderson, and we sure do love you, and we are going to miss you, Terry. Yeah.
Good luck, Terry. I know you're taking a well-deserved break, and we wish you the best.
I've enjoyed... dancing.
Oh, you two have a special relationship.
Every year at the Christmas party,
I've enjoyed arguing with your militant wife.
Husband.
Your Louis Farrakhan-like husband.
Keith.
And most of all, I love the fact that you've always told me all the stuff about all the people who work here.
There you go.
She's always been the number one source for the pipeline for what's happening.
A consistent and great friend of this show.
I mean, you never...
From day number one, and she's been a sweetheart, and we will miss her.
I do love her, and you just don't know what it means when you work at such a... Almost said the F word. Such a freaking backbiting place. to come in the door.
And have somebody who's as consistent as she is.
Yeah. And she was the receptionist for a while and worked her way up the food chain. And I would come in and she would say, oh, baby, come here. And she'd go, Ken is looking for you today. He is so mad at you. or she would say, you know, Hedges is around, and oh my God, did he have a giant fight with Ken today? And you should know I heard him say this, and I heard him say this, I heard him say this. I go upstairs, and I've already got the info.
She's been giving you intel for years, and now you can let that secret out.
Yeah, she's great. So anyway, we'll miss you, Terry. Now,
absolutely.
Let's try to give away $100 for somebody to have a good Super Bowl party on Sunday.
All right.
Oh, and tomorrow we'll be talking about your Super Bowl J.O. parties.
Oh, yes.
The officially sanctioned Don and Mike J.O. party has been vetoed by the lawyers.
Oh, really?
Surprise.
Yeah, shocker.
But you can have your own non-sanctioned J.O. Super Bowl party and...
Let us know all about it.
Report on Monday.
Excellent. Very good.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Mike, would you like to play with a guy or a girl?
I'd like to play with a girl.
All right, then let's start with...
Felt that way for quite some time now.
Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Ah, the armpit of Maryland?
Oh, yes.
Means you're listening on WJFK, and we thank you. We're going to be calling your mom or your dad-in-law.
Yes.
How long have you been married, Heather?
A year and a half.
Ah, newlyweds.
Very good. Well, this will entrench you in that family.
And your in-laws, Tom and Donna, how old are they?
They're in their 50s, early 50s.
50s that I think we're going to have to get within 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
Within 2 days either way.
Yeah.
So the question is, and we'll call them up and ask them if they want to be on the radio and all that crap. Heather, when is the last time, and I want you to really picture it in your mind, of Tom naked, your father-in-law naked,
okay.
your mother-in-law, Donna, naked, legs akimbo.
When's the last time you think Tom crawled on top of Donna?
I say Tuesday.
Tuesday. Why do you think Tuesday?
Because my husband won't like this, but his parents do it all the time.
Oh, wow. And just out of idle curiosity, how do you know that?
Because they talk about it.
All right, there you go.
Hey, hold on a second, please. Robbie will dial the number up and get the permission.
Calling Tom and Donna.
When they talk about it, do they talk about it with you?
Well, his father-in-law talks about it. His mom doesn't really, my father-in-law talks about it. His mom doesn't really say much. She just laughs.
Oh, I understand.
But, they make their little comments.
Now, is this the original mother and father?
Yes.
So there's no, he didn't trade up or she didn't up?
No, they're original. They've been together since she was 14 years old.
My God. Wow. And you get along well with the family?
Yes, we get along great.
Very good.
And he still likes tapping that thing.
Apparently.
That thing.
He likes getting a piece of that thing.
No answer, Rob?
Got two rings so far.
Two rings.
Three.
I hope they're there for you.
What do you do if you pick up the phone here?
here we go.
Hi, Tom. I have your daughter-in-law, Heather.
The father-in-law.
Very good.
She has won a prize, but we need you to come on the air with us. Is that okay? All right, hang on. The next voice here, you'll be on the air.
With Heather.
Tom.
All right, here we go. Here now is Heather's father-in-law, Tom. Hi,
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air with us, and we have your... daughter-in-law, Heather. Would you consider Heather to be a good daughter-in-law?
She's pretty good.
She's pretty good? do you think your son could have done better?
No.
Boy, it had to take a while, didn't you, Tom?
That's the right answer, but yeah, a little long and waiting. Well, Heather's playing a game on the show right now, and we'd like Heather to take it away from now.
Yeah, Heather, why don't you explain to your father-in-law what you're doing, and then hold off a little bit and ask him the big question.
Okay. We're playing a little game, and it's called Guess the Last Time Your In-Laws Made Whoopee.
Well, no, actually, it's called Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee,
guess
Tom.
The Whoopee.
It's a game that, you know, where we ask Heather here to guess the last time you and lovely Donna, you know, fulfilled your marital obligations.
And the whole thing is that, you know, you get the daughter-in-law picturing you, the father-in-law, naked, climbing on top of your lovely wife, Donna.
Right.
And doing what you do. And, well, she's given us a date of the last time she thinks you and your wife did it.
And if you get that within 2 days, you're going to win a prize for Donna. I mean, for Heather.
So the question is, Tom, when is the last time you climbed on top of Donna?
Monday.
Monday is a winner!
Yeah.
Yes! A winner! Heather said yeah. Tuesday, Tom.
Heather said Tuesday, and we gave her a 2-day cushion. Wow, Tom,
so to speak.
How was it, Tom?
Terrific.
There you go.
It was terrific.
Fantastic.
We understand.
She can relay that to my son, which he really likes. It was outstanding.
That bothers your son, we understand.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah, well, that's perfectly normal on his part.
Yeah, Dad, all right. Heather, you've got $100. Have a great Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom, nice talking to you.
Okay, you all take it easy.
All right, bye-bye. Well, now that was too easy. Let's.
But it was a good one.
We got time for one more.
Anybody with older parents?
Yeah, let's see. The older, the better. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, your in-laws, how old are they?
Early 50s, late 40s.
Hold on.
Babies having babies.
Don and Mike, who's this?
This is Big Dave.
Big Dave, your in-laws, how old are they?
They're in their 60s.
That's closer. Hold on. We might come back to you. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, John.
John, your in-laws, how old are they?
One's early 50s. The other one's kind of late 50s. So.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to try this game one more time with this guy, Dave.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave, your mother and father-in-law, their first names are?
Sally and Ray.
Sally and Ray now, are they together forever, or have there been changes?
There's been changes, but a long time ago.
Long time ago.
How long have Sally and Ray been married there, Dave?
Oh, man, you would have to ask me that.
Give us a rough ballpark, you know.
At least 35 years.
Wow, all right.
At least 35, and you think they're what, in their 60s?
Yeah.
All right, then well, let me ask you, do you think they do it a lot?
I don't think they do.
Well, that obviously would impact your guess then, right?
Yeah.
Well, before we decide the cushion, what is your guess?
I would have to say her birthday.
Which was when?
Oh, geez, I have no idea. I'm bad. I'm a bad son-in-law.
Well, no, you're a bad radio game player. I mean, do you have any idea? Was it what month it was?
Oh, man. I think it's in... can I change my answer to their anniversary?
When's their anniversary, slacker?
It's about August 16th, right?
I'm sorry. He's just a terrible game player.
I know he is,
but they're in their 60s. So you're basically guessing the holiday special occasions as opposed to zeroing in on a date.
So you're going to say August.
Yeah.
And I think technically... Sally or Ray has to say we did it on our anniversary.
Okay.
Otherwise, Dave loses.
Okay, hold on.
And we go
away
happy.
I'm a loser.
All right, hold on there. Let me call Sally.
Let's see if Dave can win, putting forth the minimal effort.
Hold on.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking down. It's a good call keeping him on the line because I'm looking forward to chatting with Sally and Ray to see what they think of young Dave.
That number is busy.
Oh, dear.
That number is busy, my friend.
Oh, man, she always talks on the phone.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea to call us then, if you knew it was going to be busy.
I'll try one more time. Hold on, please.
He's enjoying it. He's enjoying himself, and that's what counts.
That is important.
Okay, hold on.
Did we find out the city that Dave was calling from? Out of curiosity?
316 is the area code.
That's Wichita. What do you bet that Dave's mother-in-law is on the phone with her daughter trying to fuck her into an annulment?
Nah, listen, Dave is out of luck.
Sorry.
Larry.
Well, you have to dump him. You have to leave him, and you have to leave him now.
Dave is out of luck. Let's see. Rob.
Yeah.
How old were yours?
Late 40s, early 50s.
Late 40s?
Yeah. When do you think they did it?
I'd have to say Saturday.
Oh, no, that's too close.
Why bath night?
Oh, but now my father-in-law working. He's working nights all week, so I'd have to say it's the last time they probably got together.
Yeah, I don't think so.
John.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is John.
John, how old were your in-laws?
One mid to late 50s. Mid to late 50s.
When's the last time you think?
I'm going to say probably the day after Christmas.
Why the day?
Because my wife got him a joke gift, and they don't, I know they don't have it a lot, but
all right,
French tickler.
And they are French too. Well, the little main French thing.
All right, if you nail it on December 26th, and if they nailed it, you're gonna win. Now, what is the name?
Okay, my mother-in-law's name is Pat.
You know what? I don't have that information in front of me.
Neither do I.
hold on a second. Rob? Rob,
don't get much call for that anymore, Rob.
Pick up line number three.
Pat and who, John?
Get the phone. Hold on. Rob's getting the number from the guy right now.
Well, they're French, so we don't know which one's the man now.
Pat and Jerry.
Pat and Jerry?
Or is that maybe with an I? J-E-R-I.
Yeah, we've got two androgynous names here, so we might be Pat and Jerry. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
All right, Robbie.
Pat and Jelly.
Last conversation.
Hold on. I'll get through it now. Let me just make sure.
Conversation?
Wow.
Is that what you said for a little less.
You know, with Rob, I just need him to get the guy's number. Thank you, Robbie.
Well, it wasn't me volunteering the conversation.
Okay. So,
Rob, affability is something you're born with.
People love me.
We're calling Pat and Jerry, right?
Yes.
Pat and Jerry. I love that cartoon.
And your guess is the day after Christmas.
Yes. And I don't mean to be difficult, but it's kind of the answer machine is going to pick up. Because even my wife, when she calls, she has to say, "Mom."
Okay, whatever. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Pat and Jerry is actually a cartoon show, but it's in Ireland.
Pat and Jerry. I'm Pat.
I'm Jerry. I'm the little mouse. Oh, I hope Pat doesn't get me. That's a nasty house cat. That's a nasty house cat, that Pat.
Arr.
I'm going to run into my mouse hole in my Irish house.
Meow. Meow.
Watch out, Pat's coming.
What are you getting a...
Hasn't it picked up yet?
Watch out for Pat the mouse. I better have a drink of Guinness. That pesky cat.
Hey, before I eat you, little mouse.
Yes, sorry, Pat.
Let's have a drink.
Sure. Pat and Jerry are really quite good friends.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
May I be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
No answer yet.
No answer?
Well, oh, John.
The answer machine will pick up.
Machine didn't pick up.
Oh, okay.
Let me try again.
Are those people that screen their calls? I think that's...
They do.
Horrible.
Hold on a second. Scott. Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, how old are your in-laws?
76 and 70.
Oh, yes. Forget the last guy.
Bye-bye.
Are their names Joe and Claudette?
No, Gil. G-I-L.
And Claudette?
Claudette.
Okay. And...
Call them Meme and Pepe.
Well, Meme and Pepe.
Meme and Pepe.
When is the last time you believe that they made love?
I'm going to say New Year's.
Call them before their dead day.
All right, so they are in their 70s.
Yep.
Meme and Pepe.
Meme and Pepe.
Okay, beautiful. And Scott, where are you calling from?
Maine.
All right, where in Maine?
Portland.
WZAN.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, if this doesn't work out, then we've had a winner, and we'll bag the rest of them.
Yeah. Find out when Meme and Pepe had sex.
Hi, Claudette. My name is Rob.
We're going to get through here.
Brilliant. Gil and Claudette.
They're in their 70s.
In their 70s.
When did he say New Year's Day?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Is that his guess?
Yeah. So he's got to get it right on the nose.
Yeah, fair enough.
On the nose? No, no leeway?
No, because you guessed a holiday. And it's
January. It's
our right to change the rules as we go along.
The holiday rule.
Thank you very much. Hold on, please.
That's Meme that he's talking to.
Okay. That's Claudette. Hello, Meme.
Hi, Scott.
This is Don and Mike, Claudette. We're with your son-in-law, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Scott?
Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Oh,
Scott just...
Did he hang up?
Yeah. Your son-in-law's an idiot. Don't worry. We can play the game without him. Mamay?
Yes.
Your son-in-law, Scott, is playing a game on our radio show called Guess the Whoopee. And have you always known that there's something kind of wrong with him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, he's playing a game we call Guess the Whoopee, and it's a game where he calls in for a prize and has to guess when the last time you two made whoopee.
So when is the last time that Mamay and Pape... You jumped on each other's. We have Scott here.
Oh, good.
Hey, Scott.
I hear Scott in the background.
Hey, Scott.
Background, bonjour.
I'm back. Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging up, ass.
Scott, you hammerhead. You're a hammerhead. You didn't get cut off. Scott, you better ask the question. We're having trouble with it. They're in their 70s.
We got to fly.
Mamay.
Yeah.
I'm playing a game on the radio.
He already explained it. Just ask
me. They want to know when the last time you and Gil had whoopee.
Well, I like to tell Scott that it's up to our Pepe and I, not him.
So are you?
Oh, come on, M.A.
Are you telling Scott? Well, no, she's in her 70s. Are you telling Scott it's none of his business?
Right.
But keeping in mind that he has guessed
a specific day.
And if his guess matches your guess, he will win a fabulous cash prize.
Oh, is this the truth? I was just pulling my leg.
No, it is the truth.
No, my babe, this is true.
Well, I remember it.
Okay.
Well, then we ask the date.
Or the day.
Oh, I don't remember the date, but it was recently.
Oh!
Do you remember when it might have been?
Might have been.
You know, I mean, recently, would it be in the last week, 2 weeks?
In the last 2 weeks?
In the last 2 weeks, yeah. And that means that Scott is a big loser. Because he gets New Year's Day.
No, New Year's Day, I was very sick.
Oh,
I've been living the French have been f***ing us.
Too bad. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, there you go with old people.
Too bad, Scott.
That's okay, Mamay. We'll see you next week anyways.
Well, right. That's great. We can't wait for you to be here and go with all of us and have a great time.
I hope you're feeling better, Mamay.
Oh, I feel great now.
Listen, I'm going to put your retarded son-in-law on hold now, and Mamay...
Yes.
Mamay,
let me give you a prize. The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Bingo.
Prize pack. Okay?
Okay.
No, really, we'll send you the book, the movie, and the Yaya book bag.
Yaya.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, hold on for a second. Right.
Thank you.
Have a nice sleep.
Thank you.
Oh, and you're from France, right?
No, I'm from Canada.
Canada! French Canada.
Canada!
Bonjour!
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 Bonsoir!
Bonsoir!
Bonsoir, okay, well...
Pardon my French, you're an asshole!
Hey, thank you, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
And that's how you play.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of worked.
It did. Hey, I had a great time with that. You know, and you get names like Meme and Pepe.
Yeah. We'll be back, and I think we're going to have time for the Oxbig and Latoura Super Bowl interview.
Very good.
However, it's going to be the 2-minute interview.
The 2-minute interview with Oxbig and Latoura
for the Super Bowl when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. I got it. Here we go. All right.
Two tumbling dickweeds.
Hello.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, it's time for Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris and our Super Bowl interview. We're going to be now. Here's the setup. Some jerk off who's having the Great American Tailgate Party out in San Diego this weekend.
Chile?
Where people from Oakland and people from Tampa Bay are going to be tailgating, and this jerk has been like to every NFL city tailgating.
Tailgating.
And we're going to try to pull this interview in 2 minutes. We'll have the clock running. Buzz, as soon as we get him on the phone, you do the intro.
You got it.
But don't forget, we have to be very careful with the sensors.
I understand.
Mike Oxbig.
I'll be careful.
And Mike Latouris.
Right. Very good. Mike Latouris.
And we'll be speaking to Tom Beach.
Oh, very good.
On our Super Bowl special.
I know his sister's handy.
Now, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go now. Put him on and... On air.
It's the 2-minute interview with your hosts, Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris. It's the Oxbig Latouris Show. Now, here's Mike and Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And joining us today from San Diego is Tom Beach. Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And, of course, we got Super Bowl fever. And we're going to do something that we do on our show, 120 seconds, 2-minute interview.
2-minute interview, find out all about the world's biggest tailgate party.
So let's go, put 2 minutes on the clock and go. Tell me about tailgating there, Tom.
Well, we went across the country this fall looking for the best tailgaters in pro football.
Did you have any chili?
Do we have any chili?
Yeah.
Oh, there was some good, Kansas City chili.
Oh, I love Mrs. Latouris's chili.
Yeah.
How about the sausages, the bratwurst?
Up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nothing better than that. But we are here in San Diego this weekend because we've got the best tailgate teams from Oakland and the best tailgate team from Tampa.
Oh, now let me ask you, are you afraid of the crazy food that those rabid Raider fans might spike some of the tailgate food?
No, we think it's going to be okay. We're not worried about those guys.
How about this question?
Do you like chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's the best thing you ever ate.
Probably some of the bratwurst up in Green Bay.
That's the tastiest?
That's some good stuff up there.
I understand that the people from Tampa Bay are going to be bringing up. Listen to this. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
Are you ready for this, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, they're bringing from Tampa Bay three tons of sand.
Sand?
Yeah.
Oh, to have a beach party.
Absolutely.
Pound sand.
What are they bringing from Oakland?
They're bringing some spiked shoulder pads.
Have we already talked about chili?
We have talked about chili.
Do you like chili?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, we're out of time. What a great time we have.
I'm sorry we didn't have more time. Until next time, hope your time is a great time. Gosh, time flies when you're having fun. The current time is 20 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. Until next time, I'm Mike Latouris. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. Hey, about that tailgate party, good luck.
Thank you.
Have a great Super Bowl. And get us out of here, announcer.
You've been listening to a special Super Bowl edition of the Oxbig Latouris Show with your hosts, Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris, on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Stand by for more. I'm Mike Oxbig. He hung up.
Yeah. He's gone. No wonder.
He hung up.
God. I don't see why.
He hung up. Rob? You got to call him back and ask him how he thought it went.
Rob Stein calling.
The guy's got to be pissed. Didn't get any of his plugs in.
No.
Being sponsored by Jack Daniels.
Oh. Good luck. Good luck to you.
We set this thing up for 45 minutes ago.
Hey, Tom, it's Rob Stein again. I want to say thanks for joining the boys on the air. We appreciate it. Yeah, they're market legends. How do you think it went?
Whoa.
Actually, yeah, I think it was around in there, and we just gave you a nice endorsement for Jack Daniels and all that, and we'll be looking for you on the big TV. Okay, thanks, buddy.
Hey, hold on. Tell me, Tom, hold on.
Tom, hold on. Mike wants to talk. Hello? Oh, he's gone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and Jack Daniels. We drink it before the show.
Before the show.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Look at the whole thing. Is it the Great American Tailgate Party?
Yeah. There it is.
And they sent us like 20 pages of press releases.
Yeah. Well, lots of good stuff, especially chili.
Media advisory. Do you like chicken?
Media alert.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and comments?
Today, Winona Ryder wants back the stuff she stole.
Oh.
Winona.
Yes.
Winona.
She's a hottie.
Baby, yeah.
You come around on her, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. You know, this probably the hottest looking woman in a trial I've ever seen.
Nice judge, too.
Yeah. Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was chicken professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Coming over Buzz Elston and Buzz brought to you by Duramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Duramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Winona Ryder wants to get back the stuff she stole from Saks Fifth Avenue, according to the New York Post. The paper says it's heard she wants to auction off the stuff for charity to try to clean up her image. Reportedly, her thinking is the clothes are rightfully hers since the court has ordered her to pay the store for those items.
Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a path that has already been written in concrete when you do something like this.
Yeah.
What you do is, you don't keep drawing attention to this.
Right.
What you do is, you go on Oprah.
Right.
And, you know, you do one of those bare your soul interviews.
Good. Talk about how bad, then you go on Saturday Night Live and you make fun of what she's already done.
Yeah. And then you go on the Today Show. Uh-huh. And then everybody forgives you. Like, for instance, don't you remember about a year and a half ago when Halle Berry ran over some guy?
Yeah, right.
And drove away from it? Uh-huh. Like, ran a guy over and left the scene of the accident.
Right.
She played it perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah.
She laid low for about 3 or 4 months, went on Oprah,
right.
Went on like Dateline NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, Hello Academy Award.
Well, you know the reason that she's doing this.
Right.
Why?
She's loopy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Winona Ryder, yeah.
I think she's a little squirrely.
Loopy on the prescription.
I mean, that's kind of why she did it in the first place. Mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't do it because she needed the dresses and she didn't have any money.
Yeah.
She did it because she was loopy.
I understand she did it because she was depressed. Lowrider.
Oh.
We have heard that some of the items she picked up were damaged because she had removed the security tags, so this would be what she'd be auctioning off. But the clothing includes a Gucci dress, 2 designer purses, a designer sweater, and Calvin Klein socks. Right now, those items are in the court's evidence storage, and officials say if nobody claims them, they will be destroyed. There are gay men out there who intentionally set out to become HIV positive. This according to an article that's reportedly about to be published by Rolling Stone magazine. The article talks about what it
Don,
calls...
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Oh, God.
It calls these men bug chasers. Guys who have unprotected sex because they want to be infected with the AIDS virus.
Really, this is John McDee with the DLT. And I've really been very upset that the Rosie O'Donnell show went off the air.
That's why I turned into a bug chaser.
They supposedly refer to their possibly infected partners as gift givers.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
What, are they trying to commit suicide?
Supposedly it's a turn-on. One man's quoted as saying, the moment of transmission will be, quote, the most erotic thing I can imagine.
Oh, now, honey.
God almighty.
Meat is nothing to be afraid of.
Wow. And a gift giver is quoted to say, I'm killing him, and it's, as sick as that sounds, exciting to me. The article says at least 25% of all newly infected gay men fall into the bug-chasing category.
No!
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it is.
It's true.
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
And while we're doing odd statistics, car crashes increase by more than 40% in the hours right after a Super Bowl.
Yes, charge.
And the biggest surge in crashes comes in the losing team's territory.
I'm going home.
Get going.
The theory is heartbroken fans are obsessed with the defeat and not focusing on their driving.
Why? That medicine should have been there an hour ago. It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine.
The researchers say alcohol and fatigue may also be factors. The University of Toronto studied U.S. accident data from the last 27 Super Bowls.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
They found that both fatal and non-fatal crashes increase after the game, causing an average of 7 more deaths and 600 more injuries.
Wow. Did you hear what I said?
You realize this is only funny to people who would listen to the show like
for
10 years.
Right. That would be USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
What kind of tricks are you pulling anyway?
Reading lines from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. They say post-Super Bowl accidents are up more than 40% compared to other Sundays, an increase even bigger than what we see on New Year's Eve.
You lazy loafer.
Amazing. As you might imagine, while we're on this seemingly unstoppable roll towards war with Iraq, security at the Super Bowl will be tight as Tupperware. More than 4,000 local, state, and federal lawmen will be watching over the festivities on Sunday.
But it's not going to be as tight as it was last year. I was going to be Secret Service. It's just going to be the San Diego Police Department.
Is the president going to be there? Do we know?
I don't know if the president will be there or not, but it will be more than just the San Diego Police, although they're not using the same terminology they used last year. The Office of Homeland Security says it's not a national security event like last year's game, but it has rated this year's game a level 2 readiness event. That means the FBI, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the Secret Service will do for the Super Bowl the same thing they do for presidential inaugurations and political conventions. The city of San Diego is expecting to spend $1 million on this extra security and says it's been planning for this for over a year.
And no.
In addition to metal detectors and security cameras, there'll be no parking at the stadium. Everybody comes in on public transportation.
Oh, you know, that cannot suck it up. We were at the Super Bowl in San Diego the last time. I remember because that's where Bart had appendicitis.
Yes.
And
remember that one?
We're at the game. It was the Packers and the Broncos. And he starts saying, I don't feel good. Mm. And I give him it's because you've been eating junk all day.
Right.
And we watched the whole game, very exciting game. We got back to the hotel room, and he said, I'm really not feeling good. Mm. And I said, shake it off. Come on, be a tough guy. We got on the airplane, and that's when I realized my kid was really sick.
Yeah.
And they had to call an ambulance from the airplane to meet us at the airport because Bart had to go immediately from the airplane to the hospital, have his appendix taken out.
Right.
And that, of course, was the golden moment when, as we were sitting in Bart's room, he had just come out of recovery for this emergency surgery, Tom Gavin called.
Oh, how nice.
Called my son's hospital room.
Oh, my God.
And I about went through the effing ceiling.
Of course.
Pick up the phone. Hello? Hello, Don. This is Tom Gavin.
Oh, my God.
Mm. I read on the internet that your son was in the hospital.
Yeah, wow. Tom Gavin, stalker.
Anyway, it was a cluster F just driving to the Super Bowl. It took us 3 hours in our rented car to get from the hotel to the site. I can't imagine if...
Now with buses, it'll be much easier.
They're doing the buses.
Hey, Charlie Jones.
Right.
I hope everybody has a good time out there.
Yeah. CBS is very happy it broadcast the first NFL Conference Championship game in primetime. It's not quite the Super Bowl, but the Titans-Raiders game scored even bigger numbers than Oscar night. For CBS, it's the biggest rating since it aired the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Sunday's Titans-Raiders game was the season's most watched primetime show.
Really? Higher than King of Queens?
5 times the business CBS normally does on a Sunday night.
Unprecedented.
Higher than King of Queens?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Really?
Hard to believe.
Wow.
Because King of Queens just keeps getting funnier. And American Idol is still raking them in at Fox. The latest edition gave the network its highest-rated entertainment night ever, pulling in nearly 27 million viewers.
You are quite possibly the worst singer in the world.
The network says the numbers for 24 also continue to grow.
That's good. Put that show back on. It's also got a dumb hiatus right now. Buzz, we got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love Charlie Fong.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. I love Charlie Fong.
I do. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Tom Hanks has been chosen to be the voice of Abe Lincoln in an upcoming PBS special, partly because Lincoln really is somewhere up his family tree, and partly because of Tom's high voice. The producer says Hanks, who wasn't sure if he wanted to do this, was chosen because he had the same kind of squeaky voice as the former president.
You know, I vacillate on Tom Hanks all the time.
I understand.
It's either... All right, he's okay. He's a decent actor. He seems to be a decent human.
Right.
And then there's too much adulation.
Yeah.
There's too much, oh, my God, it's Tom Hanks and everything he does.
Reverend.
It's fantastic.
And he is preachy. Yeah. And I don't like a preachy little. People.
You know, remember, he wore a bra.
Right.
You know, that's how he broke into showbiz.
On TV. Right. In a sitcom.
On Bosom Buddies.
Right. Bosom Bosoms.
Right.
But now Steven Spielberg is thinking about making an Abe Lincoln movie, and word is Hanks is the actor most likely to get the role.
Those two guys could just climb each other in each other's bong all day.
Apparently so.
Those two douchebags.
And, you know, and they're douchebags because they can't just make the movie. You know, they have to, the movie making saving the world.
I think we're all agreed that Spielberg is a fantastic director. Maybe
and Hanks is a great actor.
Maybe both the best of our time. But just... Be good at what you do and like it.
Yeah.
Don't lecture us all the time.
Yeah. Talk about how you need to teach us to be better.
You know, and God damn it, if they make one more movie about World War II, you know, please, okay, I know you're both nuts about World War II.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
You really care? Strap on a helmet and head over to Iraq.
They're moving on to the Civil War now, or moving back. In sports, Tampa Bay quarterback Brad Johnson will likely be the cleanest player on the field in Sunday's Super Bowl. Johnson says he packed extra everything, from socks to pads, so he can feel fresh all game long. He changes after warm-ups and again at halftime. Brad says when he comes out for the second half, he'll feel fresh instead of worn out. He says he got the idea from tennis players.
Then he'll get his douche endorsement ad.
You know, he still does a Fitzgerald Auto Mall.
I'm Brad Johnson.
Here in D.C. Now, he was the quarterback 3 years ago.
Yeah, and they're really happy they let him go.
And they run the ad, and it goes, "Hi, I'm Brad Johnson of the..." And then an announcer says... "Professional football team." Yeah, you could see him mouthing Washington Redskins.
But you know, now it actually, you know, we used to mock that commercial, and now kind of paying dividends that they have that ad. I'm sure they have the rights to it, and they'll be able to run that. You know, and if they win, you know, where are you going? To Fitzgerald Automotive Group.
Hi, this is Brad Johnson.
My neck is very long.
And finally, sex news. A Norwegian hotel chain reports more and more of its guests can't wait till they get to their rooms to have
ass
sex.
Ass play. Ass play. Ass play.
Security cameras have picked up guests having sex in the pools, saunas, gyms, elevators, stairwells, parking lots. And an Illinois college student has written an editorial begging her dorm neighbors to stop with the loud sex. Quote, "While your stamina is to be commended, I'm hoping your genitalia falls off. I mean, porno screening, just out of prison and haven't seen the opposite sex in years, boinking." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
That's it. We gotta go.
No!
Tomorrow?
Oh, Jesus.
The guy on with all the odds, you can bet on everything at the Super Bowl.
There you go.
And the brand new low budget jet party tomorrow. And we'll talk about the JO parties.
Very good.
And another riveting report from Charles Broyhill.
Good.
Live from San Diego.
Find out what he ate.
And of course, Lisa. Hey, well, you know what she loves.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
It's cricket season.
Let's go. Get your net.
No, let's do it.
I'll get my fly rod.
Go do it.
Okay, see ya.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.